It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
Nip it in the bud!
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, what happened?
So loud.
It is very loud.
It is very loud today.
Ooh.
What's going on, guys? It's the Aristocrats.
Not much.
Ooh, it is loud.
Yeah.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Derek with me as always is Matthew.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, yeah, we're overmodulated.
Yeah, and also, weird things seem to happen when the computer's off for a while, because for some reason, the resolution for your screen is wrong.
Yes, I noticed that.
And I don't know why. No, the resolution for you on the camera.
Oh.
I don't understand.
It's very close today.
Well.
Anyway.
Continue.
I'm Derek with me, as always, is Matthew. I think I said that already.
Yes.
And special guest in studio, Ken from YesterKids.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Ken.
That's him.
And that's it. Everyone else is watching football. Fuck football.
Yeah.
Who watches football?
Who? What do you think of football? Because we have a two-on-two consensus here for the normal show members, Steve and Kevin.
Yeah.
And Derek and I, for most part, we can't stand professional sports. And Steve and Kev, they eat it up. They love that. They love them some football.
Live it. Breathe it.
I think it's fucking stupid.
Good. Every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
You know, when I worked in the office, and you'd have people like picking their fantasy football teams and everything else, I just thought it was an utter waste of time.
Yeah. And now it's worse with the fantasy because now they have to watch every single game
because
they might have
and
a
now
player.
Now they defend it because they can like make a little money off it.
But none of them ever make any money.
I know.
No.
Ever.
I mean, I guess it's fun. I don't know.
You can make money collecting cans.
That's true. That's true.
What is going on?
I don't know. We have all kinds of technical difficulties today.
Man. Sorry.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Nah, it's been going on for a long time now.
Let's see why Derek is... All right, so that's Ken.
Let's see why I look like shit. Shittier than normal.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
It's been, let's see, what's today? The 20...
Today's the first.
First.
Oh, today's the first.
Yeah.
So it's been 20 days since the show.
Yeah. That's oh, yeah, look at that. My camera's way...
Yeah, I'm going to... Well, what it's doing
I'm not
right
even
now,
the right aspect ratio. Yeah,
well, no, the aspect ratio is at 4:3 for some reason right now, and I don't know how that happened because we haven't changed a thing since the last time we did the show, so I'm going to fix that.
And Ken actually looks like he's squished.
Yeah, I'm going to fix him real quick, too.
That's actually how I really look.
Yes.
Really? He's like Slender Man.
Yeah. Mm. That's how he looks. All right, let's go with that. Oh, there we go. I squashed him down a little bit. The aspect ratio is off. All this meta, as Vaughn would call it.
Too much meta. Talking about the meta. I don't do fake radio.
All right. Let's see.
So, yes, we participated in No Show November.
Yes. No Show November.
No shows whatsoever in the month of November.
We technically did do one, but we didn't air it.
Yeah. It was a bit much.
Sure.
Anyway. So, but we're here, just the three of us.
Yes.
So what's going on, guys?
A lot, apparently.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go. Derek's back to normal.
I'm back?
Yeah.
Good.
Can't believe I'm missing football for this.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then there's college football. Who the fuck watches
that? What's the point?
I don't know.
Want me to stretch you up a little bit, Derek? Make you look a little skinnier? Let's keep the aspect ratio.
Yeah, the webcam adds about 30 pounds.
Damn it.
It'll come up in a second, but you'll see, Derek, what you look like with or without aspect. Oh, nope, you look the same there.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You can't thin me out.
Okay.
It won't work.
All right, we're good now.
All right, good.
Back to normal. There's Ken. Wave.
Okay. Now we can start the show.
All right. Let's get down to politics.
So
I
we
like Obamacare.
Oh, speaking of Obamacare.
Oh, no. Did you get a hit yet?
Did I get hit?
Yeah.
With what?
Obamacare?
No.
Oh.
I'm in the clear. So far as I know.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. However, there are some people who are very happy that Obamacare exists.
Yes.
That would be Nevada's sex workers.
Oh, God.
The famed Bunny Ranch ladies.
They'll get a...
Yeah, they get health care. Nice. How about that? For screwing dudes. Or whatever they do there. I don't even know.
Dude, they deserve it. Come on, now.
They deserve a lot.
They deserve the best health care ever.
Yes. And they shouldn't have to marry some immigrant.
No, they shouldn't.
To get it.
Because then that would be health care plus amnesty. So... A little double-edged sword there.
There's a video. You want to see the video?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Let's see it.
Let's bring it up here. Hopefully the TV won't crap out.
That's right, Joe and Shelby. And I'm not sure if this is what President Obama had in mind. But if he's looking for support, all he needs to do is check with the girls who work at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Ooh.
But he better stick with the girls and not ask owner Dennis Hoff, who is not a fan of Obamacare. I spent the afternoon at the brothel talking with the girls in Hoff.
Yeah, they're going to be at jobs soon.
This is their take on the new legislation. It is certainly unique.
Healthcare job. Let's see.
Having
what
this
do we
profession,
want?
We aren't go. Exactly nice. Offered.
She looks like she was at
Yesterday's
the other night.
It's also hard because I do have a pre-existing condition.
What's that?
So I'm really for Obamacare.
Nymphomania.
Taylor Lee's pre-existing condition didn't help, but that.
What do you think it is? You think it's herpes?
What is going on here? To Obamacare. It's just a
club foot. What was that? The
girls who work at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. I have a case of fake. Breast health insurance was impossible situs.
Because they worked in a legal brothel.
And I switched professions and I wrote it
she
down.
She can't even talk.
They denied it because of
working
the profession.
Working girl.
I'm
in. What
they,
does that mean?
Equate
oh my
us
God.
To
what?
Legal working girls who have very high STDs and.
Oh
AIDS
man,
rates,
that is called the.
The
above,
were legal licensed
rake.
Prostitutes.
Yeah, the rake. The but you only get that from blowing a lot of men.
Yes.
Nevada's brothels are highly regulated.
I see the doctor every week. It's state mandatory, and it's just, we're tested.
You think that's her real name?
And monthly.
I hope so.
The new law that allows everyone to obtain a health care plan is very welcome news here.
We're independent contractors, so we have to get our own
see,
insurance.
That is, that's
so
deceptive.
This is truly a blessing. We really hope that the kinks are worked out and that affordable health care for all happens.
But raves for the Affordable Care Act stops with the girls. Brothel owner Dennis
that is
Hoff
so creepy.
Is not
look at her
fan.
Over his shoulder.
He thinks coverage
yeah.
for
like
the
in
girls
the shadows.
Is good, but he's less than thrilled with the new law that lumps his 7 small separate businesses together, requiring him to pay for coverage for all.
And as always, Hoff is keeping a sense of humor about things. He extended the president an invitation to
okay.
the Bunny Ranch,
of course.
Joking that he's more than happy to supply the president with a webmaster
oh,
who
boy.
Can iron out the kinks on the Obamacare website.
My Jeff. Goodness.
Oh, yeah. Webmaster. Bader.
I feel
yeah.
better.
Yeah. See? So.
I've wondered, they use this phrase like, well, now we can have health care. You always could have health care. You just had to buy it. Now, just because there's, they act
affordable.
Like.
Affordable.
It's not affordable.
No.
They act like it wasn't there. It wasn't available. No, it was available. It was just expensive.
What insurance company in their right mind would
insure them?
Insure a prostitute?
I none, because
yeah.
that's what insurance is.
It's You're, a business.
It's a business, yeah. and it is a bet. It is you are betting that the people won't be or won't get sick.
And Clutch said before we actually played the video, he said now they're covered for pre-existing HIV.
Really. They might, well, they have to be.
Yeah, pre-existing condition.
Pre-existing condition.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And would that be considered a, what do you call it? Damn it. What the hell do you call it? Could happen on the job.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, workers' comp.
No.
It could be.
That would be funny.
It could very well be workers' comp.
Occupational
OSHA, dude.
OSHA.
Yeah.
Yeah, they see the doctor once a week. I'm worried about what they do. like the 6 days before they see the doctor. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, yeah, the
I want her coming right out of the doctor's office.
Yeah,
good,
okay. Fresh. Yes. I'm a little.
They should seal it when they leave the doctor's office.
Yeah.
You have to break the seal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a little cap. like a toilet seat in a hotel. He's like, oh, cool.
Oh, good.
Freshly
yeah,
clean.
Hasn't been touched yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it smells like Pine Sol.
Only 6 days.
Great.
Yeah, you think about it. Like, there needs to be some kind of company that does cover things like cancer and HIV and only that. That's it. Like, if you have to get it, you don't have to get anything
else. Some insane
else.
Company but that yes, makes no money.
Exactly, exactly. You can't imagine, like, the grants that they could probably get from doing that.
That's something that, like, you know, Bill Gates should look into.
Yeah, I mean, like, they already put
gonna,
enough money
I'm just
going
to give
yeah.
coverage to yeah. dying people.
Everyone who has cancer, we're just going to allot you, I don't know, $5,000 a year. You know,
it's not a lot.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's here's like
one,
a week.
Yeah, here's yeah. one pill.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Good
exactly.
job, Matt.
Yeah, there you go.
Autographed
here's
by
your
Bill
freebie
Gates.
Longo yeah. care
yeah so yeah I don't know something like that, you know, there's got to be some way to do it to not bankrupt everybody.
Dude,
the rest
just,
of the country
I don't just get a job like get a That's job true, that too. Actually offers health care.
Yeah,
most
entry
level
do.
Jobs are meant to be entry level. Mm-hmm. Like, they're meant for you to be like, this sucks, I want to better myself.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to, like, get a job flipping burgers and say, like,
I'm set for life.
I want to flip burgers and start a family. you can stay at McDonald's.
Flipping for family.
Yeah, exactly. But your motivation should be, I want to become a manager.
Well, you
or,
know what? Not in New
district
Jersey.
District manager.
Well, maybe in, like, Nebraska.
Okay, how about this? I knew a guy who was a manager at McDonald's by age 21 and was making $35,000 or $39,000 or something like that. He could live on his own, but now he's got
on his own, yeah.
But now he's got to, you know, find somebody else who's going to be able to work. But that's just like the first year salary as a manager. So not everybody can be a manager. So not everybody can make $35,000 to $40,000.
Hey, I got news for you. Not everybody can flip burgers.
That's true.
I worked right next to McDonald's. I saw a lot of people come in and out of there.
Interestingly enough, it's the people who are flipping the burgers and looking for that job who cannot flip said burgers.
Yes.
So, I don't know. What about
And
cleaning?
Interestingly enough, not a lot of burger flipping doing in there.
No.
Just kind of putting
kinda
it
sitting
in that gross yellow tray.
Yeah, and just there this,
it looked like it was from like a smoker's house in 1975. They just like take it out and there it is.
What about cleaning arcade machines?
I don't know, man. We did lose our best button pusher ever 6 months ago.
Best button pusher.
Button
ever.
Pusher.
This is a classic example.
Now, is this somebody who pushed buttons or who pushed people's buttons?
Like, both.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Is this the one I know?
You might have known him.
Oh, him? No, never mind. I was thinking somebody else.
No,
it's an example of somebody who... Yeah, you can tell the story. You don't have to mention names, but...
What's the
The gist.
I don't know. The kid thought he was all that, and he wasn't.
And a bag of chips.
And
he basically thought he should make big bucks for cleaning
literally
arcade machines and pushing start buttons to clear credits.
You see,
like, one of the things we do, like, if there's credits on a machine, it'll stay on the like that push start button.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it burns out the screens.
The CRTs. So, like, if you see like Bubble Bobble, because Matt was playing it, and there's 39 credits on it, you got to keep hitting the button till it goes down to zero, because you can't, you know, pull the machine out and unplug it.
Yeah.
So this kid, you know, I got in a fight with him countless times, but I remember I was like, dude, then don't friggin' work here.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. I don't need you.
See, like, working at a place like Yester Kids in Red Bank, New Jersey, I would say that's kind of like working at, like, a record store or something. It's just like a cool job.
You know what?
You know, like, you don't go there because you want to, like, work your way up and, you know, take over and stuff like that. Not that that couldn't happen. But it's like just a cool, because I worked at that record store.
Yes.
It was just a cool job. Yeah, Sit there, listen to music. And
well, what is interesting is I think you've had a lot of employees who don't care about video games or anything and don't know anything about them.
They turn out to be probably the better ones.
Better ones,
to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I had one kid that he thought that he was getting hired to play video games. He was like, dude, I don't think this is working out. I thought I'd just play video games all day. It's like... Yeah. So if you become a bartender, do you just sit around and drink all day? You know,
that's
like
a perfect analogy, yeah.
Like, no, dude.
Yeah. That's why I would be an awesome bartender.
Yeah, you don't drink. Yeah. They'd be like, oh, what's good? You'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'll do it.
No
here's,
idea.
Here's an angry orchard.
Yeah.
This is a little strong, is it? Uh-huh. No clue. No idea.
I asked for a rum and coke,
some
and
more
there's
ice.
No coke in here.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that is the mentality of people who get these entry-level jobs. And we don't mean, like, entry-level jobs in a particular field. We mean entry-level work, as in you are young and inexperienced, and you're going to have a better job one day. You just have to kind of flow into this system, you know, of capitalism and get a move on.
We've all had the jobs. I worked at a gas station, pizza place.
I worked at ShopRite.
Well, you've managed to make a career out of that.
Not really.
Almost.
You're
How
lucky.
Long were you there for?
I was there for 13 years and 9 months.
No, it's union.
Yeah. I have a very small pension that hopefully we'll come out of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to get like 39 cents a month?
It's like I think it's like $230 a month.
Hey.
Something like that. Yeah. So, whatever.
A couple more decades, you'll be.
It won't be there anymore, but I'll.
Still have the statements.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. The workforce.
So how do you feel about this, Ken?
What the?
Well, as a business owner.
Well, number one.
Let me open up that can of worms.
You know, I offer health care and, you know, benefits to everyone. Like even, you know, if you're part-time or whatever, and I kick in a decent amount.
So you even like if they work 8 hours a week?
Yep.
That's really nice of you.
Absolutely. You know, in the company I'm with, we do like a co-employment kind of thing. So I can offer everything from like health care to flexible spending.
Mm.
And it costs an arm and a leg, but it's the right thing to do. So it annoys me when I'm doing the right thing as it is that I actually have to renew my healthcare tomorrow. Because if I don't renew it tomorrow, it's going to go up an additional $250 a month per person.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fucking money to be paying when you're already paying a lot of fucking money.
Now, what if I had like 20 people that were on healthcare?
Boom.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do, dude? We're you know, $8.75 an hour. What are you going to do? Raise it to $11.75 to try to, you know, cover that? You're at that threshold where people are going to be like, yo, forget that place.
Yeah. And you can't, like, some places do this, but you can't just, like, put on the wall, like, we're sorry, but due to Obamacare, we have raised our rates 30% to cover.
No one believes it.
That's like when you go to a restaurant.
They're just greedy. Yeah. Okay.
You go to a restaurant and they're like, due to storms in Indonesia, our burger is now 39 cents. We're like, who gives a shit?
And you look at it and you're like, yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not like gas. Like all the gas that they buy like a month ahead of time. And then when there's like some kind of spill, it's like all of a sudden the next day, all the gas jumps like 25 cents a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, you haven't paid for any new gas yet. You liars.
It's
you
for the expensive gas they're going to be paying
we're
for.
We're prepping.
Yeah.
It's for our future needs.
It's going to a fund to drill in Alaska.
Yes.
You know, it's same thing with like the whole minimum wage thing. People don't get it. They don't get that it affects every little thing from, you know, whether or not you're an end user of something, you know.
Sure.
Wherever your tomatoes come, that factory now has to, you know, pay whoever, you know, $1.50 more to, you know, load the tomatoes in the bin. So in turn, they're going to charge A&P more money, who in turn is going to charge you more money.
Yep. And every step down, the incurring cost becomes more. So it's like that little bit more they have to pay initially then gets like doubled in ratio to the next one, and then it gets doubled again. So like it's like, whoa, it's like it doesn't cost as much more. It's like, yeah, well, that's just how it works because this is how much.
That's
stuff
why
we have to
I don't eat tomatoes.
Exactly.
I know it's just going to be so expensive.
Exactly. You know what? I'm letting them save it for some other people who
that's
want those
it.
Tomatoes.
You know what? I don't want to get in the habit and then not have them.
Yeah.
So I just do without. Oh, well.
Yeah. One day when everybody's.
But now you don't have to offer to part-timers, right?
No. I just, you know.
Which is all you have, pretty much, right?
Most are, you know, part-time.
Now, what is part-time? Is that like 35 hours?
28 hours.
28?
Yeah.
That's the cutoff?
I believe most places now, at least big businesses, that can't afford to pay it are dropping everybody down to 29 or less. Some, I don't know, I guess it depends on
so
where you
30
are.
Hours a week is considered full time?
It's considered full time. Yeah. It's been for a little while now. Because I know it was 32 and it was like 36.
I remember 36.
Yeah, and it was dropped, I think maybe probably at some time during Bush. It might have even been before that.
Because I remember working with a guy who lost his job because of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But he had like a really, he was making like over 100 grand a year. And then he got laid off and then he was working in Pizza Hut. And I'm like, what are you doing here? But he was collecting, and he was working part-time. But he had to be part-time, because if he went full-time, if he worked too many hours,
he wouldn't get it.
So he would clock out and then go and finish his work. And, you know, he said, if I stay any longer on the clock, you know, I'm going to lose my
I think
money.
That's what happens when people are getting, like, you know, assistance, that you get to be...
What happened?
There is a cave cricket
on
the floor.
I hate those fucking things, dude.
Hideous.
I'll be right
back. It's looking right at me.
Hideous. You got to drop a phone book on it. That's how you kill him. Drop the Yeah, there you go. Straight down.
Dude, what,
And he's dead. No, you didn't. You got him?
Yep.
Oh, I thought he jumped like and he hit the basket on the way down and it just like.
You're pointing at me as like, what, did I drop something? What am I doing?
Oh, man, that was horrendous.
I hate those things.
Yeah, I've killed, I'm going to say probably 50 of them in the last month.
Oh, his back exploded.
Yes, that's their guts shoot out the back. This little green blob comes out. It's pretty fucking nasty. Let me get Derek's full screen there. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah, look at that thing. Hate him. Yeah, there's so many of them. And there's like hundreds and hundreds of them like under your house right now.
Yeah.
Just waiting to find a way through a heating duct or something like that and just get in.
My dog, she'll rip them apart and like drop them all over downstairs. It's disgusting.
It's nasty. I spotted that one. I don't know where he came from.
Like, what the hell are you pointing at?
Like, cave cricket. Horrendous.
I was cleaning out somewhere and there was like three dead ones just chilling out. I don't know how they died.
Well, there was that massive one. That was the biggest cave cricket I've ever seen.
That was the biggest anything I've ever seen.
The one that you found
here? That was here. That picture with the one with the quarter?
Yeah.
That was here.
Yeah.
Oh, heinous.
It was right over. Yes.
But it was like dead. It was like dried out and it was like hollow.
Yeah.
It was almost like he came out of his skin like a fucking
cocoon
crab or something. You know, they were crabs like get out of their shell and they just leave it there.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, I don't know. Derek's screen keeps
going really
off.
Annoying. I don't know why that happens.
Doesn't it do this every time you put on the alternating
you think that's
screen,
it?
Maybe? I think it does it every time you do this. Like, it's looking to refresh the resolution or something like that. I don't know.
No, because it was on Yestercades, and now it's on Yestercades still. I just watched it blink. It just does it randomly.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
So,
who cares?
Ooh, wow. A little yawny there. Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about people just not understanding. You can't just like throw more money at stuff and expect it to work. I think it comes from people believing that there is this like hidden abundance of money, right?
Well, you know, Matt, you told me something. It was like a month ago. We were talking about it.
Again,
we do $8.75 an hour.
Yes.
I don't know what to
That's
tell you.
How much to be in there, not that you pay your employees.
And, you know, we don't do quarters or tokens, you know, or anything like that. It's $8.75. It's not $87. It's $8. If you don't have $8 and you're walking around the streets in Red Bank, like, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
That's not the town for you.
Yeah.
And that's still not expensive. In my opinion, you could charge between $10 and $15 an hour.
And people wouldn't blink, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll still get people $8 for video games.
And no, for like every video game ever.
And it's like, it's not just like video games. It's $8.75 for an hour of pure happiness. Think about that. Where else can you buy an hour of just pure happiness?
The Bunny Ranch.
Yeah. It's not going to be $8.75 an hour, though. I tell you
maybe
that.
Maybe $175.
Maybe.
But I just want to play air hockey.
So you're going to be spending $8.75 an hour to play air hockey.
Dude, just for air hockey?
Then go to the bar.
Yeah. Matt, you were like,
Yeah, I just look at him and I go, I know. Can you believe it? And it, dude, it works. It's
right?
So.
How many times have you used it?
Oh, at least a half a dozen. And like,
pick the mic up a little more.
There you go. Whoa. The look on people's faces when you say that is just it's priceless.
Must be great coming from the owner.
Yeah.
$8.75. I know. No, what was I thinking?
It's just
how expensive it is to change a sign, so I just kept it.
I learned to do that at Pathmark, and I don't remember how I came up with it or if I saw something, maybe like a comedian or something like that. But it was just like, oh, that's ridiculous. I can't believe you guys charge this much for that. And I go, I know, isn't it terrible? And they're like, yes. Yes, it is. And then they try to like argue a little more.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I know, it's I wouldn't pay that. Like you have to like totally like
That's why I work here, just so I can sneak in a couple games for free.
No, but that works well. And it's funny cuz the majority of the people that come in are not like that. Yeah. You know, but
no, absolutely.
You know, out of the whole day, you'll get, you know, one or two people that just fucking ruin the day for you. Case in point, last night.
Oh, are we gonna get into another story?
What happened? We can segue.
I didn't hear it.
There was almost a Red Bank Rumble last night.
We don't do BYOB anymore. We used to be able to do it, and you know, I got the approvals when I went for all the variants and yada yada. And, you know, then I'd say, like, I don't know, beginning of summer, the police chief came in and was like, oh, you know, I said something smart. Like, I was like, oh, here comes trouble, you know, something like that. And he was like, depends. Are you the owner? And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm thinking, like, something happened, you know, either they're going to, like, ask us to pull surveillance tapes in case, you know, some other store got robbed, which they've asked us to do to try to, like, locate, you know, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was this whole BYOB shit. So, you know, you can't do it, blah, blah, blah. Dude, it was no secret. Like,
but you can.
Yeah. Well, I was approved to do it. But you're not going to win. You know, I just said, all right, that's fine. We won't do it anymore. Since then, the pool hall on West Front Street, they kept doing it. And they actually shut them down.
Yeah.
They've been shut down since September. That sucks.
Yeah. They were only there like a year.
Yeah. He opened up, I think, a month after I opened up, so November of 11.
Yeah.
But they actually had it where I think cops went in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, busted people drinking.
Yeah.
Even though they were allowed to.
Yeah.
Technically.
So.
And what was that all about?
What do you mean? Like, because he kept doing it. Like,
But did they actually come out and say no more BYOB?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. They said it
okay,
to me.
Okay, so they just completely nixed it.
For me, him, and pretty much any other, like, entertainment place or, you know, whatever that isn't a primary restaurant.
And what brought
this
upon?
If you read the law, though, it is really gray area.
It's completely.
It really, like, Ken sells soda. He could definitely do BYOB because he sells soda.
And the killer,
they'll be like, no, you know what? You don't have tables and you don't have a kitchen. And
That's what they want.
But there's no ordinance for that. That is just a generalized rule. So Red Bank doesn't actually have an ordinance for BYOB, which means that pretty much anybody can do BYOB. Anyone who runs a business has the right to allow, at the very least, staff to drink on the premises, depending upon the conditions. Like, if there's a private event, for example, you run private events.
Absolutely.
If you ran an event that was closed to the public entirely, where nobody could do a walk-in, I don't think there's anything they could say.
Wrong.
Really?
When we had the that wedding.
You closed the whole building?
Yeah, we were closed, and they made that poor woman jump through every single hoop, and no one knew. Like, she had a call.
It's a friend of mine, too.
She had to call the state ABC. The ABC was like, no, you can absolutely do it. It's a closed venue.
Yeah.
And then the town was like, nope, you have to call this one. You have to call this one. Like, the town and the state didn't even know the laws.
That's because they don't know.
Because they give you the runaround, they don't really know,
which means that they are wrong, and if you really like, if you could afford to, you could take them to court on it, and then what they would probably do the next week, they would probably have
pass
like
some kind
a
of
meeting, and they
or
would
something.
Yeah, and they would be like, yep, nope, can't do it now.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little pissed off because the couple adult parties that we did that were BYOB before all this happened. You know, I made sure every single time I was there because if any shit went down, no one's going to take care of the place like I'm going to take care of the place.
That's your baby.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. So last night we had a
disgusting.
Yeah, I'm right.
Last night we had a party come in, and they were hammered, absolutely hammered, stone drunk.
They walked in like that.
Yeah, they got once they see the party bus. Number one, they booked a party from 1 to 3.
Yeah,
we have different time slots.
Yeah,
so we're expecting them to come in 1 p.m. dude. No fucking show. We close at 2. It's clear that we close at 2. So when we call it 1:30, 2 o'clock, where the hell are you? The party's from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Wait a minute. So they booked it. They booked for the wrong day. They should have booked today.
Yeah, correct.
Today.
Yeah.
So they booked wrong. They should have been there last night.
Yeah.
Or 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
But you let them in anyway.
Yeah, so, we switched it, blah, blah, blah. We made it 12 to 2, but they came in just completely annihilated. And, they were they had flasks or whatever. I said, hey, dude, look, you can't really do it. The cops do come in here. The way it was put to me, I'll get arrested, and whoever, is throwing the party will get arrested, and they'll shut me down. Can't afford that, especially as we're heading into the quote unquote busy holiday season.
Yeah,
it's not worth it for some asshole that wants to nip a couple sips off of his bottle of cheap
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, exactly. So Aaron spots this dude drinking, and I had told him 3 times beforehand.
Aaron runs the desk and is like a. Just to give a
tough
reference.
Tough Tilly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a battle axe.
Yeah. she went back and she went to go grab it from the dude. I was like, that's it. Go get it then. And the guy actually pushed her out of the way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Shoved her. And the whole time, yelling about how he was a lawyer and she can't do this and he's a lawyer and he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
He tried everything he could to get her to just drop it to She's like, oh, can I have that bottle of alcohol? He's like, no, there's no alcohol. And you can see him like stepping back and forth, keeping the bottle of alcohol out of her view as if it's going to disappear. And she's like, no, 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 that one right there. That one right behind you. That one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And he's just like, oh, no, no, there's just a bottle of cranberry juice right in my hands right here.
I have a urinary tract infection. I have to drink this.
So things kind of spiraled out of control quickly, and... Matt, you were there. I don't even remember how.
Well, the thing is, I was around the other side of. He has this pot of a dozen really old school games, which separates the counter from the wall, basically on the opposite side. So I'm on the other side talking to two of Ken's employees, saying this party looks to be pretty drunk. Something's definitely gonna happen. We got an hour left. Something's gonna happen probably before the hour is up. And all of a sudden, I just hear what I said sounded like barking, and it was Ken. and basically the guy is he's just so mad that he can't drink. That's basically what it came down to is if you come into a place, you have to respect the rules, and if somebody tells you, look, if you drink, you can get me in serious trouble. As a matter of fact, not even a half hour after this guy leaves, the cops happen to pull up
for an
unrelated thing. All they have to do is look in the window and see somebody with a red Solo cup and say, hey, what's going on in here?
Yeah.
And you're done. And you're done.
And they're looking for that now.
And
after
they're looking
that's
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
dude.
Not
absolutely.
So they have, reasonable suspicion to think that this stuff is going on because it has happened before. So basically I just hear the one guy is just yelling basically I know better than you, and I'm a lawyer.
He just kept saying I'm a lawyer, and I was dude, I was you're the absolute worst lawyer I've ever seen. I was if this is how you carry on, I was I don't know who the fuck would hire you.
But
I was number one, I was you're obviously inexperienced. You're in your early 30s. What kind of lawyer are you, dude?
And what prompted you to say fuck you, buddy? Get out of here. See ya. And give
he said something to Aaron
okay,
fuck you, bitch, or something like that, or
wow.
like. He was like, oh, look at her. Like, she's stewing. And Erin wasn't, like, she wasn't
that's
even.
That's what he said? Okay.
And then he was like, you stupid bitch. Like, he said something like that. And that's when I was like, get the fuck out right now. I was like, get out.
He totally turned into, like, Major League umpire. And he was like, you're out of here. Fuck you, buddy. Yeah, double, give it to the camera. Right
double Dugans.
And the best, what was he? What about my goatee? It was heinous.
Oh, yeah. He goes, your goatee is heinous.
It was just like, what?
As his friend is like pushing him out the door, and he's just like yelling. It was total Jersey Shore. And there was a little snooky girl in there.
As soon as that, we all started laughing when that came out. Like, that's the best
it
you
was,
can do.
Yeah, yeah.
All I kept thinking about was that TMZ at the end when he's like, I'm a lawyer.
That was going through my head.
That's it.
I'm a lawyer.
But the guy went outside and he was still yelling right in front of Yestercade. So that was when you were like, he's got to get away from the building.
Yeah.
Basically, I saw Ken. I would follow Ken outside. And the guy's like, he's leaving. He's leaving. And Ken's just like, get the fuck out of here. And the guy just walks down the street.
So fast forward 20 minutes later, one of the girls is like, oh, you know, she's really nice. She's like, you know, I'm sorry about everything. She wasn't like... Hammered.
Well, they were friends with him. She and another girl grabbed like two bottles of Pepsi and like some pizza or something like that. Yeah. And, like, took it to him to like calm him down. So,
we're gonna go feed him.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm really sorry.
She gave him a Snickers.
Blah blah blah. You know, he wants to know if he's good. Can he come back in?
And I was like, he's in a timeout chair.
Yeah. I was just like. What? No.
No, when somebody gets thrown out.
I think I said something. I was like, yeah, he can come back in. One of us is going to end up in handcuffs, and it ain't going to be me.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised that the rest of them were still there. So you just kicked the one guy out?
They must have known that he was going to be an asshole or has been.
So they distanced himself?
They just basically, the two girls went out, and the one guy that push the other dude out of the. He's like, just get out of here, basically. They, I guess, you know, put the fire out or whatever, and they came back. All of them, except him. So he just must have went and, like, drank at a bar until the party was done.
No, dude, he was on the bus, apparently.
Really? Oh.
There's no bars up there.
What?
There's no bar. Like, he.
Oh, I mean, he could have just, you know, he could have walked around.
Nah, I would have seen him.
Yeah.
I was ready for him to come back in. I really was. Like, I was like, this motherfucker is going to sit. He's sitting, stewing, and he's going to come in and, like, just create all kinds of hell.
Yeah.
Pussy never did.
But, yes. So they all came back, and the guy whose party it was, he didn't even, like, bat an eye. He was just like, what happened? You know? What do you do?
What's going on over here?
Oh, well. And then he just went back and played some more games.
Did you guys see they have Rampage? Where's Vinny? Where'd he go?
Good times. Good times. Well. I'm telling you, man, we got to make like a friggin' journal or a blog of the crap that we've seen there.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget about the comic book store. They should fucking set up in your place and get all these drunk people. But I think that would have been something's buzzing and it's actually electrocuting me.
Is that me?
Electrocuting?
No, I'm getting like shocks in my ear.
Now, this is interesting. When I went to touch the headphone amp before, and I got a shock from it. It might be the headphone amp.
I keep hearing buzzing, and then it's electrocuting my ear.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I hear it right now.
You're getting it right now? You're getting...
Not right now.
Check your connection for the headphone amp.
Is it this, dude?
I'm thinking.
Wait, no. Is it like this thing?
No.
I don't know what it is. It's going to go in a different...
Yeah.
Stuff.
It definitely, when I went to turn the dials before, zapped me a little bit. So it's catching some extra power or something.
There's so much static.
Yeah.
In the winter, it's down here, especially with that fucking gas fireplace. When I turn that on, like when I go to bed at night and I put the covers up, it illuminates me from all the shocks. Like, Jesus Christ.
You know what supposedly helps? You got to mix, John told me this, you mix like a little bit of Downy with water and you spray it on the carpet.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. That's his, electrical engineer
wizard.
Yeah.
I guess that would work. Yeah. Just rub yourself in fabric softener. Or but what was that fucking spray for, like, dresses? Anti-cling, anti-static.
Wasn't it Static X?
Static free or something like that.
Yeah, something like
Static
that.
X.
Static X.
God, I know. Just listen a guy to who, this, and your dress won't stick to you.
I know a guy who interned or whatever for them. He was like a roadie back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. And they call him Tim Static.
See, it would have been good if one of the cops showed up and you were just like, see, he was drinking. I kicked him out. Well, I'm following the law.
Well, that's what the killer is. It's like, dude, you're not going to win. You're obviously inebriated. Even if I hold off and smacked you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you call the cops like, hey, dude, you know, who's the one that, you know, can't even see straight?
And then your surveillance
tells the tale, dude.
Well, it'll disappear.
Yeah.
It wasn't on.
Must have got recorded over.
That's right. He fell. He smacked his face right there. That's where that big handprint came from.
It wasn't on.
And I missed it. I missed everything.
I tried catching him.
Yeah.
But I missed.
He fell and I caught him.
With my fist in his eye. No, but I mean, it's been a lot better. You know, I think, you know, we went through a little bit of a spell there in the beginning where we just had.
Yeah, lots of assholes.
Yeah.
I remember the one story you told me about the guys who came in and they refused to get the bracelets, and then one of them was sitting in Cruising World or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Nah, you know, I went and I just said, you know, hey, look, I got to do a quick bracelet check, you know, blah blah blah. And he looked up and he looked at me like that and he goes, "Fuck you! I don't have to show you shit." And I just got so enraged. He had one of those like stupid bubble coats on. And I just grabbed him by the fucking coat and ripped him off the machine, dragged him through like by where Bubble Bobble is, and threw him out the door.
Yes.
And the two girls that he was with, it was so funny. He was like, they're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And he's like, I'm calling the cops. I was like, here's my phone. Call him.
Anything ever happened with those two girls? The ones that that walked out?
Back in the summer?
Yeah, I know that they followed up like briefly, and they were just basically like, "Yeah, we got to talk to your parents about that."
No, I haven't heard. Boo.
Okay,
so nothing
else happened.
Nothing. Let's steal from Yestercades and post pictures of ourselves on Instagram.
Is that what they did?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Did I hear that story?
I told you about it. Yeah, I think I showed you the picture of them.
Actually, I think I probably still have it.
Oh, God.
Oh yes, yeah.
The best. Dude, I didn't even have Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. I couldn't even type fast enough to sign up for it. And that morning she put, my kitty just had kittens. Ah. So then I put, I have you on camera leaving the arcade without paying at 121 last night. Call the steward to settle up your tab or I press charges against both you and your friend. By the way, cute kittens. So...
cute,
you know,
kittens.
then she posts a picture of herself with her high school diploma.
Yes. And all her information and her driver's license.
Yeah, so the next picture, her driver's license. So I'm commenting on this shit, and I was like, congratulations. I was like, now I know your name and where you went to school. Like three pictures later, I was like, congratulations, now I know where you live. Instantly, as soon as I posted that, she calls the store. Fucking Gary. You know, if it's over, like...
Gary's the assistant manager there.
He'll, you know, if you're over... Say you're in there and your tab's like $35. As long as you're not an asshole, we'll upgrade you to the day pass automatically. Like, if you're just like a giant prick while you're in there, hate it, dude. Mm-hmm. It's $35. But we'll drop you down to the $25 price. So when they ran out, like, their tab was like $31 a piece or something like that. So I'm on the phone with Gary and I'm, you know... just ecstatic, you know, that we were able to finally, you know, get them.
It was just a chance that somebody in the area happened to see the picture and hear the story and was like, is this them?
Yeah. So he was like, oh, dude, this is her. You know, puts me on hold. It's great answer, you know, get her. And then he comes back. He's like, dude, she wants to pay now. She's got a credit card. Should I upgrade her to the day pass? I was like, are you kidding? Like,
upgrade her. You think I could maybe get
her? Yeah, give her a senior discount too while you're at it.
I heard she made honor roll. Should I give her 20% off?
You know? Honor roll discount.
Oh my God.
Unreal.
Wow. She read a couple books. Are we doing Book It?
Yeah.
That's what you should. You should get into Book It.
Yeah.
What
the hell's Book It?
You remember Book It? I think they still do.
Was that the one you had to like color in the little picture of how much you read and shit?
I don't remember.
You don't remember that? It was like a map, and it would be like you read a certain amount of books, and you'd color in a chunk of the map every time.
It was when we were kids, and if you read a book, you would get like X amount of books, you would get a free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut.
Yes, that's right.
So that was the whole thing. So you had to, it was with the school and the teachers, and the teacher would fill out the certificate, I guess, and you bring it into Pizza Hut and you get like a free little pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It was book it, yeah. And yeah, there was some kind of poster, maybe in the classroom or something. I don't know.
I remember seeing that stuff on the menus.
Yeah.
They still do it?
Can I
get on that?
Book it program.
Dude, what are the books?
They got a lot of different logos.
It's like
here.
Little.
Choose your own adventure. Babysitter's Club, dude.
Babysitter's Club. Goosebumps.
There we go. Book it.
Found it?
Book it.
Book it.
Yes.
Pizza Hut Book It program. I guess they still do it, yeah. Take a pledge. It's all like on the honor system. Because I remember not reading any books.
Well, that's probably why they don't do it anymore.
No, they still do it. Still here, Pizza Hut Book It.
I was like, you just started the program yesterday. There's no way you could have read 10 books.
Speed reader.
I'm a fast reader. 25.
Yeah, there's no like outline. It's probably different now anyway.
I hope so.
Probably got to read like ebooks or something. Yeah, take a pledge. Make a promise. Whatever. Book It was awesome. I just remember getting free pizza.
It's got like 3 text messages in a row, I guess, because they don't get any signal in here.
Oh, you must have Sprint.
No, I have AT&T.
This is like a black hole. Nobody gets Sprint.
Nobody. Nobody. Not any.
AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, doesn't matter.
No. The dead zone.
Yeah, and it'll kill your battery.
Yeah, I'm at 49%.
Yeah.
And I was at like 70 when I got here.
Yeah, because I couldn't find my charger last night, and I was at like 42. And I woke up. I was
that
like,
sucks.
I was at like 12 when I woke
that
up.
That sucks. When you forget to charge it overnight, you're like, fuck,
well,
this
I
whole
actually,
day is done.
Because I have the iPhone, and I have a port in my car
yep.
so I can play my
MP3. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always forget it in my car. And it was like, you know, 2 in the morning. I'm like, fuck, I'm not going outside. It's too cold. And it was just from 42 to 12. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And I closed everything. Nothing was running. It was just on and off looking for service. Just killed it. Oh, well, that's my story.
Book It.
I feel like there was commercials for Book It, but I don't see anything on YouTube.
I don't remember this at all.
I do. I only remember seeing it on the menus because I never read books. I just ate pizza.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
What is this?
What do we got there? Is that a video?
This is just like somebody's video. It's not like a. Oh. I feel like they used to have commercials and stuff.
Mm-mm-mm. Ah, book it.
You know what? I'm gonna say fuck it. It wasn't all that
book
interesting.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Oh. Matt, you want to talk about that lovely young lady who was harassed at her work by somebody who wrote something nasty on her where her tip should be.
Yeah. We covered a story similar to this. What was it? Was it a black waitress?
Yeah. I think she was like a mix or something.
Yeah.
It happened like a month ago, right?
That one,
like,
yeah. Like,
well, this most recent one.
No, yeah. The one that happened in Bridgewater you're talking
this
about.
Is kind
of, that's the most recent
this
one.
Is like, this is like a related story. Yeah.
So what did the guy supposedly write in the first one?
The first one was just like straight up. Just,
oh, he wrote like, called her nigger or something.
Yeah,
that was really
it. That's all it was. Yeah.
And they like analyzed the handwriting.
Yeah. It was like no
it
tip. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no,
it was like.
Just like no tip nigger. And
that's terrible.
So, like,
but they didn't really do that. That was fake.
Yeah, it was.
No,
she wrote
totally
it.
Fake.
Yeah, and he like wrote a letter, and he got his. He was like a church guy, and all this. So it was like really.
He's like, this is
out.
Bullshit. Yeah, but I'm a church guy. No, it was ridiculous.
But so, in the meantime, she got like $10,000 from people coming into the restaurant,
feeling bad for her. Yeah.
And then it came out that it was fake.
Now,
so this idiot hears the same thing and was like, let me jump on board.
Yeah.
Holy shit, quick payday.
Now, that other one, and there was another one before this too, which we didn't cover.
Really?
The previous one, I think there's some reasonable margin to believe someone else did it and the waitress didn't know.
Yeah, they tried
supposedly
to play it off.
Supposedly. I don't know.
Like, but it wasn't the guy's handwriting, but it also wasn't hers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So this one, though, with this girl, Dana, I believe her name is?
Dana Morales.
Dana Morales from...
Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
Where is that, Connecticut?
Yeah. No, that's North Jersey.
Is it North Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's near, like, Piscataway.
That's right by
Somerville,
dude.
Yeah,
isn't
Somerville.
There a bridge? I'm thinking of Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, yeah.
It's going to be a cool arcade in Somerville.
Yeah, supposedly. We'll talk about that later. yeah, it's right around that area. So this girl meets this nice family, apparently, at the bistro, and she's their waitress. And they were told that...
background on her first. For what you know.
She's a proven liar.
Well, besides that.
Okay, so supposedly she was in the military. I don't remember what branch. Not important.
I think Marine.
Marines?
Yeah, I thought it was Marines, too.
Marines, okay. So all right. Well, then we'll go with that. Supposedly, she's an ex-Marine. Mm-hmm. And supposedly served overseas in, I believe, Afghanistan. And she supposedly was the sole survivor of some explosion in her infantry or whatever she was in. I don't know if that's Army or Marines. Up there, she is.
Hi.
Let's get her on here.
I can't believe someone would write that on her tip.
It's adorable.
So, seems like she could be a pretty cool chick, right? You know, tough girl, right? You know what? No, she's a pathological liar. her friends all came out and said that, you know, she's made up all these bogus stories about anything and everything you could imagine. Just either one of those sympathy seekers or, you know, just delusional people who just, you know. So apparently the woman of the couple just didn't understand what they said, thought they said Dan will be your server, and they must have said Dana or maybe Dane or something like that. Yeah. And it sounded like Dan. And when she came to the table, she goes, "Oh, you're not Dan." And then, like, that turned into conversation. Like, "Oh, I thought you were going to say that your name was Dan," and blah, 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 and back and forth. And I guess push came to not push. And she decided that these people were horribly bigoted, sexist, gender mongers. And I'm going to write on the tip that, you know, before they actually paid, because there's two copies of the tip apparently were printed, and that was proven. I'm going to write, what is it? I'm sorry, but I cannot
tip. I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I do not agree with your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of funny. If you look at, like, the tip line, like, see the mark, kind of looks like check. Like, yes, I did give a tip.
Yes. Well, there was the point. The point was made that the woman is left-handed, and she couldn't make that kind of a mark on it, like, if you really wanted to get, like, really scientific about it,
okay,
to begin with. And you can tell whether someone is left-handed or right-handed just by their handwriting. And here's another crazy thing about this is that it, like, snakes around the whole, like, tip area, which that, the first thing that threw me off was that. I'm like, okay, I can understand if these people were really crazy that they might write like that, but I was like, this is probably a hoax. And I couldn't wait for it to come out that it was a hoax. I was, like, chomping at the bit. Like, every day I'm, like, reading the news. I'm like, is it fake yet? Is it fake yet? You know?
If they were actually mad, they probably just would have put something like, you know, no tip dyke or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Like the other ones. No. You know what? You just don't do that. You don't have to leave a reason why you didn't give a tip.
I actually
was their tip. Don't be a dyke.
Yeah. Grow your hair out.
Grow your hair.
You might, holes in your
you
hair.
Might be pretty.
Try to... You might be.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Try proactive. I don't know.
Wow.
Myself and former aristocrat Dan actually stiffed a waitress at the Middletown Diner. Uh-huh. I think it was a Shamrock at the time. Because she was horrible. And we left her a note saying that she was horrible. Because
yeah.
She gave us attitude because we just wanted coffee. Like, we just went in there just for whatever. I think I got something small and Dan got coffee.
This ain't no cafe, boys.
She was just like, oh, really? And she walked away. And she was an older lady, too. Mm-hmm. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like the okay waitress age?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want? All right.
Okay.
What can I get you? Oh, I forgot you, Jew.
I forgot you, Jew. No, that was the other. Was that her?
I think that was her.
Okay.
Because the former aristocrat Craig used to get the
the French dip.
French dip.
Yeah.
And it comes with au jus.
Uh-huh.
Au
jus.
The big bucket of.
And so this classy waitress was like, "Oh, I forgot your jus." And we just had a
be right
good
back
chuckle.
With you, Jew. Yeah. Okay, here's your milk.
I think somebody said don't burn them, but I'm not sure. It was uncalled for.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so case in point here.
Yes.
This came up on the internet, national news. National news. Like, and I saw the morons on my feed posting about it, all buying into it. Oh, like this is horrible. How can people be like this? I don't want to live in this world.
I don't
want to
live in this world.
Yeah, okay. Well, guess what? She's a liar. and I was so happy when I found out that this was bull. They showed the tip that they actually the copy of the tip that they actually had.
Mm-hmm. And the credit card statement.
And the credit card statement. And it's funny because I still saw people trying to deny it, saying that the subjects here are lying. Like, oh, you can put anything in the tip spot.
Yeah, you can. But
for sure you can. But here's the credit card statement to prove it. So I don't know. I don't understand like what this fascination is with hate, because it's mostly facilitated by the people who want to be victims. Like, she clearly wants to be a victim.
Yeah.
Maybe she has been, and maybe she's trying to get, you know, Lily White society back or something like that, and, you know, because they're all so mean. But apparently these people didn't vote for Chris Christie because he's against gay marriage. So, so I mean, like, come on. That's, you know.
And they gave her over 19%.
And they did. Yes,
so
they did.
It's not like it was a bad tip.
And a very interesting related story. My cousin... She's like a generation removed. She actually goes to this place and has had her as a waitress. She lives right up in the area. And she said that you could definitely tell there's something wrong with her, that she like gives you her life story for no reason. So she's definitely like a sympathy seeker. And she said that they prayed for her.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The final little.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. She should go to jail. She definitely she's involved in a big fraud scandal here.
Well, and there's even more to it. Why she should go to jail? Because you were saying
she claims that she served in the Middle East and is like a wounded warrior, and the military, the Marines have come back and said that there is no record of her ever actually being
overseas.
On active duty.
Yeah.
No, active duty. Not even just overseas, no active duty.
I'm sorry, Clutch says Chaz Bono doesn't need tips. He has share money coming to him. He really does look like a younger Chaz.
Thinner Chaz.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Chaz Bono.
Yeah. So let this be a lesson to you wannabe martyrs of bigotry. Just stop. It does exist. Oh God. It does exist. Yes, but it isn't this epidemic that everybody should just like get on their hands and knees and say we need to apologize for everything that happens and feel bad for this bullshit. Just get over it.
Just get over it.
Dad, get over it.
Sorry, this stuff makes me angry.
And, which, by the way, Chaz has a fucking neck beard now.
He does.
What is going on with an Obama shirt?
Great.
Way to go, Chaz.
This is the
actually,
post. This
looks
is
like a guy.
It's starting to really look like a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, looks like, oh God. Who's the redhead guy from Ain't It Cool News?
I have no idea.
I don't know. All right, never mind.
So anyway, yeah.
All right. Well, there's an update on her.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
She has been suspended by her Bridgewater restaurant employers.
With or without pay.
Pending completion of their investigation of the allegation that she falsified a story about a customer leaving her an anti-gay message in lieu of a tip. She is currently not on our employee schedule while we are still working to complete our investigation.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that. I didn't hear the whole thing. I just heard that they didn't fire her, but they haven't put her back on the schedule. This is just really bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you could punish someone like this for being like this is really bad. Like, it's not just bad for like the people who donated money. It's bad for society. Like, this had a huge impact on the country for about a week.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
But this is nothing new. Like, look at Tawana Brawley or whatever.
Tawana Brawley, yeah. That was a claimed racism thing that was...
And Al Sharpton got behind her and all that.
Like, and he, like, totally, like, went gung-ho into it. And, oh, guess what? It was a hoax.
Yeah.
Oops.
It was a hoax. And it happens all the time. All the time. It's more often than not, these things are hoaxes. I would say at best, maybe 1 in 20 that you hear about is an actual legitimate case.
Do you think there was ever a point like when she like wrote that on the like on the receipt there that like once it started gaining like national news, like she was like, oh shit.
You know what? I bet you she was totally cool with it up until she got caught. Like 100%, she's probably like, yes, they deserve it. Those hate mongers, you know, they probably right up until when they came out, she probably figured that they would never know because obviously, you know, the information is rightfully blocked out, but you do have the time, the date, the amount. Anybody could be like, hey, I know you go to this bistro. Check this, you know, story out. Like, oh my God, that was our tab. And that's pretty much what happened here, you know.
Honey, that wasn't that how much her dinner was?
You know, she kind of looks like she's like a Sonic the Hedgehog.
What's up with like the stripe in the middle?
A little skunk stripe there.
Yeah.
Is that like a something about Mary
frosted
kind of stripe?
Tips.
Or?
Yeah.
They're frosted because it's 1993. So she has frosted tips.
A little sun in, dude?
Yeah, sun in. Oh, my God. Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know, we wish her well in all her future endeavors. whatever.
Cute.
She's dead. To us.
She's dead.
Well, there was a big crash and somebody died.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
I don't even know who this guy is.
I didn't know who he was either. Last night when we were closing, I was like, oh, my God, can you believe he's dead? The guy from Fast and Furious. And I was like, let me guess, car crash.
Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Oh.
Authorities say a vehicle crashed into a horse-drawn Amish buggy in Mercer County this evening, killing two people in the buggy and injuring a third.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
So, what?
Two killed in Amish buggy crash in Mercer County.
Buggy crash. Ohio.
A buggy crash.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Like, could you imagine, like just like rolling
like in slow mo?
No! Here it comes.
Oh my God.
Any minute now.
Oh my God. The mathematics say that we're going to collide and I can't stop it.
Oh,
my life flashed before my eyes 5 times.
That's awful.
Oh, poor Amish people.
Yeah. Now, what about that guy that died that everybody's crying about? Who was he?
He was in Fast and Furious, apparently.
Which are horrible movies.
I don't know him.
Fast and Furious, I think I saw the first one.
Yeah.
And then after that, dude, it just started the whole trend of douchebags with like Honda Civics thinking they had fucking race cars.
Okay.
Rice dude, burners with big spoilers.
It's a grocery getter. Like, you go to get groceries.
It's an A to B.
Going to McDonald's.
Yeah. Like, that's all it is. Just because you put neon on it, it's not going to make it cool. It's not going to add 5 horsepower.
Oh, my God.
It's a shit wagon.
That
movie, that series of movies, whatever, started that whole trend, and it blew up, I'd say, about like 5 or 6 years ago, where everyone with those types of cars was doing it, to the point where it's like, even if you had like an older, you know, sports car that was like somewhat respectable, they were totally, you know, doing it up and just totally cheesing it out.
I gotta ask the question, is why are people so dumb? Like, what is it? What is this shiny object syndrome? Like, why do people have to do this stuff that doesn't matter? It doesn't matter at all.
Says the guy doing a fake radio show.
At least I get to complain about it and people are listening.
That's true.
It means more than that. But, you know, what did this guy do that he created such an emotional attachment? I mean, it's not like Tom Hanks died, you know? I see, like, people, like, posting. Like, I'm like, really? Like, who? I don't know who he is. Who he is. And people are this into this guy? I guess I really don't. You
today,
know?
Dude. Today. Give it, like, Thursday. They'll be like, who?
Yeah. Am I being summoned?
Perhaps. Oh,
what do you want?
Nighttime.
Good night. Good night. Good. Stop yelling.
See you later, Scooby-Doo.
He says okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I only agreed to stop screaming until I close the door. Before I was up there, he says, can you get me Wendy's? I'm like, no, it's like 7 o'clock at night. He goes, well, can you get it for me in the morning? I'm like, you want Wendy's for breakfast? Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
And then I was like, now I'm starving.
I'm going to go get Sonic.
Yeah, you can't get Sonic in the morning. Yeah, I'm like, true. Wendy's isn't open in the morning. How about White Castle? Yeah.
Did you know who this guy was?
The guy that died?
You're stuck on this.
Still don't know.
I'm like three people in here.
What? I don't even remember his name, and I saw it all day.
Patrick Duffy or something.
Patrick
like that.
Duffy. Dude, now if he died, I would be upset.
That's Step by Step, dude.
It is. No, is Walker? PJ Walker?
PJ Walker.
No,
you're just making shit up.
No, PJ Walker.
It's something Walker. Tom Walker.
I'm gonna put car crash into Google and see if he comes.
PJ Walker.
Boom. First thing. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. Paul Walker. PJ Walker is just incredible.
Well, you were kind of close when you said PJ Walker or whatever.
What else was he in? All right, I'm gonna look up.
Is he on like a famous, like a big TV show right now?
No, I don't think.
I mean, there's like 7 Fast and Furious movies, so.
And that's 7 too many.
Yeah.
God,
so bad. That's 8 too many.
Mm-hmm. But you see the road that he's on. It would be pretty much like flying down 35 over here.
Yeah.
Like something is going to happen.
How fast was he on?
Dude, the car split in half and engulfed in flames. Like easy over 130 miles an hour.
Wow. What kind of car was it?
Porsche.
So okay. He's in Fast and Furious 7, which is in production.
Oops.
Pawn Shop Chronicles, which is a movie that I saw advertised. There's like a million people in it. And it looks horrible. That guy's in it. Brendan Fraser.
He's still alive.
Norman Reedus from Walking Dead. Elijah Wood.
That guy?
DJ Qualls. There's just a bunch of like just really oddball combination of actors. And it just looks really awful.
Well, dude, if you just Google like PA, the first thing comes up is Paul Walker.
Yeah, today.
And then you just do PAU and it's Paul Walker dead, Paul Walker dead. Death, Paula Patton.
Paul Sorry. Walker history.
He was also in Fast and Furious 6.
Fast and Furious? Is Fast that like first? A is that like something, a something, pets version of it?
Fast and Furious. Something called Hours.
Fast and Furious, that has to be real. That's got to exist.
Fast 5? Fast and Furious, the Lazarus Project.
This is one of those franchises that has like all the similar names.
Yeah.
And then like just like a random one that has a number.
Too Fast, Too Furious, Flags of Our Fathers, a lot of Fs. Into the Blue. I don't know any of these movies.
I just remember the titles, like The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Stupid, Stupid and Really Stupid.
Varsity
Vin
Blues.
Diesel and just dumb movie.
Oh, Meet the Deedles. He was in.
Oh.
Oh.
He was in Pleasantville. Mm-hmm. Touched by an Angel.
So, yeah, he has had some work.
CBS School Break Special.
The cause.
Wow.
The
remember
cause
those?
Of, oh, wait, never mind. I thought it said the cause of death is under investigation.
He was in Who's the Boss?
Really?
Well, he had like one part. Well, it was 1991.
Who's the Boss is on 1991?
That was probably the last season.
He was 40 when he died yesterday or whatever. So,
okay. so like, he was probably hey, yeah, probably was Liz Milano's boyfriend in one episode or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And then he was driving too fast, so they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Officials are investigating whether speed was a factor, you think?
Wait, the drug? Or?
Yeah.
Can you imagine like just like driving down like you're going down the highway, you're doing like 40 miles an hour, it's like
you know? You just were driving so fast that the molecules in the air.
Remember the music?
Is this a porno?
No, the school specials. After school specials or whatever.
Yeah, but this looks like a porno, dude.
Well, this is from like 1987?
I never watched these.
No.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember this, but
I'm digging the lipstick and the nail polish.
I'm digging the banana split.
Yo, was that only a dollar?
That was five, I think. We're just going to show video clips of everyday things happening with a little, like, flash of semen going across the screen.
Semen.
It is. It's this little comet that looks like...
That better not be the Challenger.
Yeah. Oh, yep, it's going down. In little bits and pieces.
And there it goes. Oh. I want to turn it into a comet.
Oh, hello. It's a transformer. That's where they got the idea. Oh. School break special. I've
never seen it.
Never. Now I want to watch the HBO intro.
Oh, my God. Did you watch that whole behind-the-scenes thing on it?
I've seen it, I think.
Wow.
Is it new, or is it...
No, it's old, but yeah, they put it up recently.
Yeah. Oh, with the scale model and everything?
Yeah. They said it was, like, the largest production ever for the time. It was insane. Huh. And it still looked like shit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I want to watch the HBO special, too.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's a nice night with the family.
Yeah.
A nice green screen.
Yeah, nice green screen night.
Oh, God.
This was cutting edge.
Oh, yeah.
That is totally fake.
Look at the bus.
It
right
looks,
that,
it looks fake. Like, it looks like
that's not, guys, that's
Mr.
Not
Rogers.
Real.
It does, yeah.
Wait, that was fake, too?
Yeah.
So that's a problem with looking back at this stuff.
They couldn't, like, just film this, like, in a helicopter or something? Like,
they didn't have helicopters back then.
That's true. And I love when the lights draw.
Didn't they shorten it to just this part?
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would just start right there.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning of, like, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's...
And what was great was you'd be watching this, and you didn't really know what movie was coming on.
No, you had like no you would idea.
Yeah, there was
so you'd
nothing
watch
underneath
it.
Feature presentation.
You're like, oh,
this.
Shit. Because unless you had
thought,
a TV guide
thought that
in front
was awesome.
Of
it. It looks like fucking like Space Mountain.
Yes. And then you would get the rating, and if there was no nudity, you would just shut it off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, meh. Yeah. HBO. Human body odor.
Oh. Heinous beard. Heinous beard.
Damn it.
Your beard is heinous.
You know that kept you up for a little bit.
Is that like
you're just
a,
lying in bed and you're just like,
is that like a word attorneys
rocks.
Use?
Huh?
I'm a lawyer and I say heinous. These heinous crimes.
Oh,
oopsies.
Let's see what's going on here. Yeah.
What's that second picture, dude? That looks provocative.
I don't know. It looks like Obama is eating a hot dog with a small dog photoshopped into the hot dog. Yeah, we're not going to look at that.
Clutch put, now he'll be touching angels. Wow, Clutch, digging deep.
Yeah.
Hurts, man. Hurts.
Wish you were on the show today, man.
But who cares? Like, you know, who cares about this guy? If
apparently a lot of women.
I mean, I feel bad. I mean, the dude's dead.
Yeah, you feel bad for anybody who dies in stupid fucking reason.
I just had no idea who he was.
No, but I mean, like, dude, he chose to get in the car with his friend that was like, "Yo, dude, let's burn down the highway. Yo, like,
let's hit 130 today.
Yeah, let's come on. This looks like the place to do it. It's like a
residential area.
Yeah. You know all that fucking really unsafe shit that you do in the movies. Let's do it in real life.
Let's see if it's real.
Yeah,
I heard it was fake.
Oh, man. Oh,
dumb
Christ.
People.
Christ See? On a crutch.
You could even be in Hollywood and be dumb.
No. The hell you say?
Well, it's like when Ryan Dunn died.
Who?
The Jackass dude.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
I don't watch television.
Dude, you don't know who Ryan Dunn is?
No.
Well, it was a very similar situation.
Sounds like he's done.
You really don't know who Ryan Dunn is?
Matt
I
wasn't.
Think I've heard the name.
If you ever watched or seen anything to do with Jackass,
oh, very
the guy
only,
with the big beard.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah, I know who that
he's
is.
The one that actually put the car up his ass.
Okay, all right,
okay. Yeah,
in the movie.
Okay, yeah, I'm a little bit aware of him. I guess I didn't know that was what his name was, but I don't know. I didn't like that show. I don't like when people try to get hurt on purpose. I like when they get hurt by accident. I think it's much, much more fun.
I tell you, to me, one of the hardest I ever left was in Philadelphia. I was walking around with my then girlfriend, and this old lady fell down this huge flight of like stone stairs that were going up to a Banana Republic, and she just kept falling. And I was just like, and she just kept falling, and I'm laughing, and I look over at my girlfriend, and she's horrified. And she just looks at me and like punches me.
We can't stop her.
And you know, luckily a bunch of people came over and helped her. I mean, she must have hurt herself.
Picked up her pieces.
I know. Humpty Dumpty. But I mean, there was like at least, let's see, more than a dozen steps. And it was just one of the, it was like a really long.
If it's more than five steps, it's definitely.
It might
a loser.
As well have been the fucking Rocky steps. She was just, and she just didn't stop. You know, like she like do down a couple, yeah. And then she tumbled.
But if she like did it on purpose, it wouldn't be as funny. To me, the difference between intentional injury and unintentional injury is whether or not I can watch it.
Depends how bad they get hurt.
Oh, if it's bad, I like it. But not if it's on purpose.
That was bad.
Like, if you're going to jump off the friggin' Statue of Liberty, I'm not going to watch it. It's dumb.
Oh, I'll watch it.
Okay. But if you're in the Statue of Liberty and you slip and you fall down every step... with cameras strategically placed at every level, you know, then I'm going
to
laugh.
Yeah. If you try to break a record by running up and then yes. you end up falling down, yes. that would be hysterical.
Well, it didn't beat the record going up, but definitely beat the record going down.
Yeah.
Oh,
old lady's falling.
I love it.
Yeah.
I wish I saw that. Any other good stories?
Stories.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What do we have? This one was kind of funny. What the hell is a Taco John? I guess that's it's in Iowa.
You know what it sounds like?
They're talking
this
like
is what
chain.
I think it is. What's that game called where like you say something and you got like make up a definition for it?
Life. I don't know.
There's a game like that. Anyway, a Taco John sounds like a toilet specifically meant for eating Mexican food.
That would be smart.
The Taco John.
Yeah, the taco. You better use the Taco John, okay?
How many chicken burritos did you eat?
Taco John for you.
An Iowa restaurant owner says her business took a dramatic hit this fall after a customer's photo of a sweating, barefoot worker made the rounds on Facebook. They don't have the picture. The incident illustrates how, how cell phone cameras and customers' use of social media have had a major impact on small businesses. State records indicate that Melinda Halverson, 31, a team leader at the Charles City Taco John's restaurant, mowed the grass outside the franchise on August 8th. Mm-hmm. She then came into the restaurant in the food preparation area, which is in full view of customers at the counter. One of the customers photographed her with no shoes, gloves, or uniform, as she prepared food for herself and two friends. The customer then posted the image on Facebook with the caption, "This is in the Charles City, Iowa Taco John's. This woman was preparing food with bare feet, no uniform, her bra and chest hanging out all over the place."
Oh, now we're talking.
"She was pouring sweat, wiping it off with her hands and not washing them." I would guess so. "I asked for the manager." She was the manager. "She was extremely rude because I was upset with her appearance and behavior." Within minutes, the photo was reposted by others to Taco John's Facebook page and blah, blah, blah. The next day, the owner reviewed security camera footage. The woman got fired, saying her conduct, which included a failure to pay for the food she made for herself and her friends, violated the policy, blah, blah, blah. So this fucking pig mowed the lawn. Just went in there with her bra and her tits hanging out, sweating all over.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. I want to try and find this picture, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, too.
Na-na-na. Melinda Halverson. I bet she's a looker.
How old?
31. Taco. Whoop, not Tavo. Taco. Taco John.
Taco.
Oh, I think I found it. It's tiny. Well, let's see if we can blow it up. There she is. That's, oh, she is barefoot. Not as disgusting as I hoped.
Yeah. She's a little frumpy.
Yeah.
Well, Taco John doesn't look like a really upscale restaurant. Yeah. You kind of expect it. Dude, any of those restaurants with like that old like 70s, early 80s floor?
Yes.
When you walk
this
in.
This was the Pizza Hut floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just looking at this, I'm skeeving out that she's barefoot.
Yeah,
because the
gross.
Floor in Pizza Hut was nasty.
Disgusting.
You have an open sore, forget it. Infection, you're dead.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No,
it kind of looks like the bakery in Pathmark. Very similar.
Mm.
Barefoot?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
You can't do that.
We actually had a bakery manager who was a fecophiliac.
Oh!
What the hell's that?
Well, separate the word.
Fecal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Feliac.
I thought you said fickle.
She was a little...
I love people that are just really annoying.
She got a little freaky with the feaky. Yeah, no, she liked to eat shit.
Oh.
And drink piss. And,
how did you find this out?
Word of mouth.
Ooh.
There were photos to back
mouth? There was photos?
Yeah.
Like people that
Wait,
she knew.
Somebody had a picture of this woman eating shit?
Yes.
Come on.
Prove it.
I don't have the photos.
Why not?
But did you see them?
No, I did not.
Unbelievable.
I call shenanigans.
Hey, credible source.
Credible. Just incredible.
Credible source.
And she was baking delicious cookies.
Oh, delicious goods. Yeah.
Chocolate chip.
Oh man, ooh. I never
chocolate
ate anything
chunk.
Whenever she was working. I never ate anything in the bakery whenever she was working.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I wouldn't eat anything in the bakery there, period, dude.
Why? It's a bakery.
But
I mean, it did get cleaned, and I mean, I would clean the bakery sometimes, so I knew it was clean, but
did
yeah.
Did you find like a little turds laying around?
Ooh. I'm like, ooh, is that fudge or is that
turd? Dude, I don't know, man.
Butt fudge.
Towards the end of Pathmark over there, they were...
it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
They were the dirtier.
Yeah, we didn't have any maintenance. We didn't have any maintenance budget. That's why sometimes I would have to like clean the meat room or like do the garbage and stuff, because I was like the utility person towards the end.
So you're like the jack of all trades?
Yes.
Master of none.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of became... do you remember like the old shop right
That's
over here?
That's a priest.
Yes.
Master of nuns.
Master of nuns.
Yeah, the old shop right before they moved over, it was pretty ghetto.
That was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, you know, all the power went out like, I don't know, like 98, 99, whenever we were in high school. It was in the middle of the summer. Like, they had like the rolling blackouts. My mom was like, you have to go get milk. And, you know, we couldn't cook, so we needed like burgers and hot dogs and shit. We checked everywhere, you know, and all the supermarkets had thrown everything out because, again, it was like day five. So I was like, wow. Like, I was shocked that I was able to find shit in, you know, in that shop, right? So
consume at your own risk.
I remember bringing it home. My mom was like, I'm not eating that. Where'd you get that from?
Gross.
Whoa. They were dirty. And the food town here in Port Monmouth used to be A&P, and it was pretty bad. I remember going in there, and they were turning it into a food town. But I didn't know that they were not keeping the crew,
because
it's a totally different company coming in. So everybody was losing their jobs. So I walk in there, I'm like buying something. And I was like, oh, you guys are turning to a food town. That's pretty cool.
No,
the woman's like,
not.
No, it's not. I'm losing my job. I'm like,
Where is this?
Port Monmouth.
Okay.
It used to be A&P.
Yeah.
A&P got out of there. Food town went in. Super food town, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently everyone lost their jobs, and I felt like an asshole.
Yes.
I was pretty young, too. I was like,
yeah, because that
15, 16.
That A&P, I guess, closed, and then food town went in there seamlessly.
Yeah, they just like did it.
It wasn't like food town bought A&P.
Yeah.
And
they
then
just kind of
and,
took over
and
the
assume
space.
Their employees. They just took over the space. It's the same thing that happened when the Eatontown Pathmark went out of business. They closed that Pathmark when they put that new jug handle system in at the 35 and 36.
Yeah, now
section,
it's the Best Buy.
And it became Best Buy. But they did offer to rehire those Pathmark employees at the Best Buy.
Yeah.
When they opened it in.
Really?
They got first
Best Buy.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I mean, it's a retail job.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you got to have a little more technical savvy working there, but they did offer.
Seen some of the people that work there.
Mm-hmm. They did offer it, though, so far as I was told, but nobody took them.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. I like the A&P over in
Homedale.
Yeah.
You like that?
I like it. It's nice. It's very expensive, mm-hmm. but it's nice.
It's very dark.
It is, but I like it.
The old A&P by West Coast, that place was filthy.
Oh, dude. The one over on the Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, yeah.
Yeah. I might have been in there once, maybe, but I remember driving by there a lot and being like, yeah.
Well, there was also, I think it was a food town, where the drugstore is now in Port Monmouth.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a food town back in the day. It had a checkered floor that reminded me of the Super Mario 3 checkered floor.
In the
intro video? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the floor was like... And I remember Steve number one and I would go in there just because of the checkered floor. I mean, we're 9 years old or whatever.
Yeah, I used to walk there and buy Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Ew.
Crystal Pepsi, dude. Crystal Pepsi was awesome.
I liked that garbage.
There's a video online of some guy who bought a bottle off eBay, drank it, and he just started vomiting everywhere.
Oh,
can't imagine how bad it could be.
Oh,
I don't know.
I wanted to vomit just from drinking it fresh.
I liked it. I don't know.
Dude, Crystal Pepsi was awesome. I wish they'd come out with that shit again.
Yeah, but make it taste like Pepsi.
No, it's Crystal Pepsi. Why would they make it taste like Pepsi? Weird,
if it's like a
different, no, dude.
It was like a weird kind of... Sprite hybrid kind of
lemony Pepsi, basically.
Yeah,
it's like what you created at like Burger King when you'd be like, "Yo, I can mix all the shit."
Yeah,
this tastes horrible.
Yeah,
but they made it clear. Did you ever have the clear Snapple root beer back in the day?
No,
that was good, and they got rid of it.
I don't think now we can make fun of you for that.
Snapple root beer.
They should come out with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cereal again. That shit was delicious.
For the.
I never got the specialty ones. Or the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo. You ever see that commercial?
Yeah, we played it on here.
We did, that's
Nintendo.
Right.
Nintendo. It was half Mario.
You better
have
that commercial for Somerville. Segway. The Nintendo cereal commercial? Nintendo. It's for breakfast now. Remember that?
No. Bring it up. I remember the Super Mario cereal.
Well, it was Mario and...
It was Mario and Link.
And Link together.
Yeah, it was Zelda like and Mario and half. The box was like two bags and like split in half.
No, totally. That? No, totally.
Yeah,
not.
I had it once.
Oh, yeah, I do.
TVs on their heads. What?
Nothing like them.
And you could tell that these cereal pieces, they're just like... generic cereal pieces that like cereal concepts that they couldn't do. They're like, this kind of looks like it belongs to Mario.
Yo, it's a cereal system, dude. That's hysterical.
Yeah. The Nintendo.
I don't know, man.
System.
If that was out, I'd totally buy that.
I had it once.
I still remember what it tastes like.
Yeah.
It tasted exactly like Gremlin cereal.
Yeah, it's probably the same.
It's like somebody came up with this like generic formula for cereal where they can mold it into anything.
Yeah, just it all oats, tastes the same. Oats and sugar.
So it's, like Ghostbusters, Star Wars,
it was all the same
Nintendo.
Shit.
It was all the same just cereal, shapes. Just different shapes. Yeah. No marshmallows or anything funny.
Yeah.
What skeeved me out with the turtle cereal and then I think Mario cereal, it was actually made by Ralston, which is the same one that made dog food.
Ooh, yum.
And yum. I remember seeing that and being like, that looks like Princess's symbol on her dog food. It'd be like, oh,
oh no. I'm sure it's fine.
That kind of did it. And then they had Rice Krispie Treat cereal. That shit was delicious. They got rid of that.
Yes. Yeah, it was probably one of the most unhealthy cereals ever
No
made.
Way, dude.
And it was delicious. But I was very, very rarely privileged to have any kind of like non-mainstream cereal. Like the most I would get would be like Trix. Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, good stuff. But I never got any of that, like the stuff that you would see at everybody else's house, like that, you know, maybe the furthest thing that you get away from the normal stuff was like Cookie Crisp.
Yeah. Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, delicious fucking cereal. That's what that was. That was fucking good.
That was good.
And if there was a box in here right now, I'd fucking eat it.
That was like one of the few cereals I could actually have with milk because it.
Yes.
It sopped them up.
It did manage.
What, the Cookie Crisp?
Yeah. Like the outside was soggy, but the inside was still
crispy.
You could
finish them before they got too soggy.
Rice Krispie Treats was pretty.
I don't remember that.
the milk would be like Cap'n
Crunch.
Delicious.
Cap'n Crunch lasted a pretty good while. You'd have to let them sit.
I would let them sit for. Yeah. I would let them sit until they got mushy.
Yeah,
and then I would eat it.
You could
and
like
then
cut your gums on Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah. No, but then like if you left them sit too long, like it would get like that film on the milk.
Yes,
and it'd be like,
love it.
Yes, you love the film.
I would suck it up with a straw.
Oh man,
that's why I like the very vanilla Silk because I can't drink regular milk anymore. Bad tummy. So the very vanilla Silk tastes like Cap'n Crunch milk.
Yes, I can imagine that.
Yeah, just a very vanilla-y, sweetie kind of stuff. Milk.
Do you ever put Cap'n Crunch in it?
Yeah, that's...
Whoa.
So it's double sweet?
Yeah, it's good.
You ever eat corn pops?
Even that bothers my stomach. No, I never like corn
pops.
See,
I can eat, like, a good amount of it, but then all of a sudden there's this instant cutoff where I start to feel sick.
You're just like, yeah, I'm
like, this is good. Oh!
And you're, like, looking at it.
It must be, like, a blood sugar thing or something.
My
like
father
that.
Always had... was it the Smacks? A honey bear.
Golden
Crisp.
Golden Grams. Honey Grams.
Oh, yeah. It was gold. Yeah.
Honey
golden.
Smacks.
Now, that was the frog. Smacks was
we
the frog.
We talked about the Smacks.
I know. We did a whole cereal show.
People used to call them Sugar Smacks, and
yeah.
I was like, they've never been called Sugar Smacks since I've been alive. They were called Sugar Smacks.
Yeah.
Before we were born.
In like the 60s.
Believe it or not, these things existed before we were alive.
But I still like Cheerios. Plain Cheerios.
Plain
milk.
Cheerios?
Yeah, I love
See,
it.
See, I love me Honey Nut Cheerio.
I don't like Honey Nut.
What is wrong
banana
with
Banana Nut's
you?
Pretty good.
I could deal with a banana
jeez,
nut.
Jeez, who's the adult in the room?
I love the Honey Nut Clusters.
What's next? I like Corn Flakes plain.
I like Frosted Flakes.
Crackling Goat Brain. You ever have that?
No.
That was I think it was Mad or Crack Magazine had a whole series on...
Ape Nuts.
Yeah.
I had like a spoon with like testicles it on is, it.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I love the Crackling Goat Brain though.
Yeah.
They don't have any of that stuff anymore. Now everything's like gluten free.
Yeah.
Yeah, now everything is just shit. Here,
yeah, when
your
I first,
shit smacks.
That's what happens when you vote Democrat.
Here, have some shitty
Here's
smacks.
Here's your chunk of wood.
Yeah. That's
smacks. What happens when you vote Democrats into office. Yeah.
Eat your fiber blocks.
We already ate it and shit it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the only, when I first had stomach trouble, I was a big cereal guy. So I'm like, all right, I need to find some kind of gluten-free cereal. And they were
Good
all
luck.
Horrible.
Good luck.
Except for...
Think about it. That's all cereal is.
It's gluten.
Yeah. It's sugar and wheat.
But there's a certain kind of puffin cereal.
Puffins?
Yeah, honey rice. Honey rice puffin cereal.
That doesn't even sound good.
It is
sounds
pretty
like,
good.
It sounds like it would come in like one of those like white boxes, and it just isn't like the
no,
black.
No, it's got a little puffin on it. And
a little
stuff.
Puffin,
that's cute, adorable. But yeah, honey rice puffin cereal with
desperation
very
cereal.
Vanilla that's Silk.
Yeah,
was good.
It's like I have to have cereal. It's like eating a black bean hamburger.
Yeah,
you might as well just not eat it.
Yeah, why bother? No, but
it's like it's either this or nothing. I guess I'll eat nothing because this is gross as shit.
It's like every morning I would have
rice
like Captain Crunch or Frosted Flakes or something like that. And I had to substitute it with something. So that was the closest I came. And then I got sick of it and stopped eating it. But yeah, most gluten-free anything is pretty. I think it's getting better now. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, 6 or 7 years ago when I first started looking at it, it was horrible. Flaxseed bread? Ugh.
Dude, we had the gluten-free bakery or whatever that was like 2 or 3 doors down from us that was in the candy store.
They had a business?
Oh, yeah, they're gone. Thank God.
See ya.
That stuff's like going away now.
No, but like I remember like, I don't know, bitch dropped shit off and like, she was a bitch, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Remember like all of us trying it at the same time and it was just...
Just looking at each other like... I guess if medically this is all you can eat, it's pretty
yes,
good.
Yes, and if you have that kind of personality that's like, I have to have this.
Yeah.
I have to fool my brain that I'm eating something I used to like.
Oh, no, you get used to it. You get your bullshit. You don't have a choice.
Dude, yeah. That's like saying, like, all right, like, I can give you dog food, and you'll get used to dog food after
a while. You probably would.
Yeah.
Should you eat it? Probably not.
Unbelievable. But, I made a gluten-free pizza once.
Oh.
That was a big mistake. Bad. Really bad.
Cheese on crackers. Not even gluten-free crackers.
I'll tell you what, though.
They're pretty expensive, right? Or did you say that?
The gluten-free shit?
The Muscle Maker grill. And there's, like, no taste. Everything's so bland.
Yeah. I've tried Muscle Maker. I've tried to like it. I've tried to, you know, expand my horizons. But, like, they fuck everything up there. Like, there'll be something on the menu. You'd be like, oh, that's delicious. And it'll be like, oh, we put fucking bull dicks in this too. Like, you had me with whatever, and then you got to put bull dick in it. Yeah. Every single thing on their menu, they have to fuck up with something.
Ground up bull dick.
Yeah. I'm going to bring up a menu.
Here's your bull dick hot dog. You want to eat that? Thank you.
All right, let's see how Muscle Maker ruins everything.
Yeah. I had a chocolate shake from them. It tasted like chocolate for the first two sips, mm-hmm. and after that, it literally tasted like I was drinking like nothing.
Chalk.
Yeah, like just liquid. It wasn't even like water. It was like the basic elements of existence. I was just sucking up in a liquid form.
So there you can get a chicken breast sandwich.
That sounds good.
Right? Okay, yeah, cool.
Chicken breast.
With turkey bacon, reduced fat cheddar cheese.
What the fuck is that?
Romaine, tomatoes, can't fuck that up, and onions with our zero-carb signature sauce.
There you go.
Made from bull dicks.
So I could deal without the tomato and without probably that sauce. I could just live without it.
You know that reduced fat cheddar cheese is nasty.
Well, whatever. As long as it's
and turkey
heated up,
bacon, I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, it's like, I couldn't live on it.
Yeah.
I like turkey meatballs, but they got to have a lot of sauce on them.
Penne and reduced fat vodka sauce with chicken.
Okay.
Garnished with Parmesan.
See, here's the thing. Penne and vodka, like that is just supposed to be what it is.
Yeah, don't make it something it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Let's try to make this.
Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, this deliberately.
Delicious pasta sauce.
Unhealthy, delicious pasta. Let's try to make it a little healthier. Well, you know what? Now it's not penne anymore and it's not as enjoyable. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You
got chicken. They're chicken nuggets. My God.
Oh.
Fucking awful.
Chicken chuggets. What's
the
ingredients?
Teriyaki chicken nuggets, right? Served with fat-free sour cream, celery, and garnished with sesame seeds.
What do you need the sour cream for?
Why? What do you need sesame seeds?
On chicken nuggets.
Yeah, sesame seeds on chicken
nuggets.
Why? I guess it's like a teriyaki thing. Some people do. Yeah. Why?
Because it's hip.
Fat-free sour cream. Oh. Fat-free. Sour cream is fat.
Sour cream-free sour cream.
Yeah. What is it?
Soy or cream.
Exactly.
It's pretty nasty.
Wraps, grilled chicken breast, turkey bacon, reduced fat cheddar cheese, romaine tomatoes, and onions with zero-carb signature sauce. So that's the burger in a wrap.
Okay.
But if you want a burger, why do you want to get it in a wrap?
I don't know. The bun.
Just go to some place and get a burger. And forget about Muscle Maker. I don't know. I remember a former aristocrat, Sean, for a while, I believe.
I had to actually think for a second who that was.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
Former aristocrat, Sean, his then fiance, now wife, was working for them. And she would come over, we would just all be hanging out, and she would just come home with the stuff, and they would just tear into it. And I'm like, it kind of looks good, but, like, I don't know.
It was just, anything you get there has no flavor whatsoever. It's just so bland. It's like cardboard.
And that's the thing. That can't work for me, because I am specifically eating for the flavor.
Yeah.
And that's it. I want taste. That's what's important.
Other than that, it's just like, eating dog food, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's sustenance. That's it.
You're better off, like, replacing the protein with something and spicing it with the stuff that you normally would spice what you're replacing with. You know,
which is, like, I think, the point of, like, the black bean burger bullshit.
Yeah, you do black bean burger, and then you just douse it with salt and everything else to make it kind of taste like it could be a piece of meat.
Oh, wait, so it's just, like, the black bean burger is just like a burger made of... Ew. Yeah.
Made of mashed up.
Oh, dude, I thought...
They tried to, like, get the consistency of chopped meat out of it.
No. Dude, I thought you meant, like, there was, like, black beans on it. I was like,
no.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, that doesn't sound that bad.
No. And there are places that claim that you will not be able to tell the difference between their...
We tried,
like,
getting...
veggie burger. No, like, there's actual restaurants that say, like, you will not notice a difference. Bullshit.
We tried to get a guy in here who was a vegan chef who said that he could cook us vegan food that we would like.
That's different. food that we would like is different than saying that I can make you think that this fucking laptop is a pizza. Yeah. You'll never be able to tell the difference.
I'm going to drug you heavily before you eat. And then you will not know the difference.
I'll still notice the fucking difference.
Oh, my God. Also make her grill.
Delicious.
Is it?
Who was it? Were you telling me about the place with the wings? Yeah, you were telling me today.
Oh, just before.
Yeah, there's a place right in Red Bank with the wings.
Jamian's.
Yeah. You ever get from there?
No.
You gotta get from there sometime. I want to try these wingers out.
The wings are really good.
Like, all right.
Buffalo wings.
Okay, but here's the question. Do you like Cluck U wings?
Oh.
I used to. I feel like they changed. I don't know. I don't like their sauce as much.
So then, yes, I will try Jamian's.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm not. Like, I'll get the boneless.
It's not like a fast food place. It's a bar.
It's a bar.
I know Jamian's.
Yeah, well, he works right around the corner.
How do I know that that?
It's a bar in Red Bank.
And you've been there?
Yes. I've been to, like, every bar in Red Bank.
And I was just there to get a drink. And she was like, you want a menu? I'm like, no. You sure? Yeah. And then this lady around the corner is like, you should get a menu. I'm like, okay. I'll have a menu.
And broke my arm.
Yeah.
And then there was something else. There's something else. Another thing we were supposed to try. No.
I tried Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Not as good as Junior's.
Huh.
Fries were good. I like the fact that they cut them fresh.
Yeah.
They actually have the machine and they cut the potatoes and fry them.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you know, this is not the Boardwalk, right?
Actually, if you go to the Boardwalk, it'd probably be about the same now.
But you'd be on the Boardwalk.
Yeah. And there'd be fun stuff to do.
Not on Broad Street.
Not a bunch of hipsters and old rich people.
Let's go to Duxiana.
Who? So, yeah. Anyway. But whatever. I got made fun of the other day because I never went to Carlos O'Connor's.
I don't even know where that is.
Dude, Carlos. Right across from the dump. Oh, my God. I would not go there. Look in the window.
What is it?
It's a Mexican restaurant, I guess.
Where is it?
It's right across from the Dub.
Dude, yeah, we walk by it every time we go to the Dublin.
It's a lot of real tacky Mexican.
I don't think I've ever noticed
it. Dude, it's like.
It's been there forever. It's been there since we were kids.
Yeah, it's like tacky shit that they found in the Starvation Army when we were kids.
Starvation Army.
I bet you if I can get a picture of the front of it, I'm sure you'll.
You'll be like, oh, that's the place I never thought that was a restaurant.
I rarely look at. Okay.
You must remember that sign there.
Okay.
And yeah, it's all, they have like the. Chili pepper lights all over Chile. And stuff.
But like lights have like an inch of dust on them.
Yeah.
An inch. The only Mexican Spanish place I've been to in the Red Bank area is Senor Pepper.
I've never been there either.
Which was okay.
I'm not a Mexican food guy.
Oh.
Especially now.
Yeah, it's
and
a
I
disaster.
Don't need yeah, it's bad
it's
enough
a
that
disaster.
That stuff. Yes. It's bad enough that stuff goes through a normal stomach. I don't need it blowing through my fucking
You're just gonna be like shitting as you're eating it.
Yeah.
No, Carlos O'Connor's pretty dirty, though. Like, if you read the reviews.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Which is fine if they have good food. But I don't know.
I don't know, man. When you sit down and, like, none of the fucking chairs match.
It's quirky.
It's quirky, he says.
Quirky.
No, it's lazy.
It's part of the ambiance. Yeah.
But no, it's like one of those things. Like, what are they thinking? Like,
it's not like all the chairs don't match because they think it's fun. All the chairs don't match because
they
broke throughout the years, and they just get chairs from other restaurants.
But do you think the owner, like when he's driving home, he's like, "Oh fuck, pick that chair."
Yeah. Oh, get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they made over the Dublin house and they made it all like nice and beautiful and everything.
I love the old Dublin.
I know. I know you miss it.
It was so. Yeah. I remember the first time I went there in broad daylight.
Derek, it was dangerous.
I was horrified.
It was dangerous.
It was like looking at your goatee. I was like, "This is horrible." It was ghastly.
I'm shaving when I'm.
I actually sat down. I looked at the bar. I turned around and looked at where we normally sat in that mirrored place. And I'm like, how do I come here? This is really gross.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, later on I went there at night. I'm like, that's better. The lights are off.
It was dangerous, Derek.
It was.
It's still very cramped. Like, getting through that little area over there is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
But it was dangerous going up those little steps. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, every time I went there, I'm picturing, like, Ninja Turtles, the movie.
Going through the floor.
Yeah, when the foot soldiers come in and they go through the floor. Every single time I went there, because it literally looked like it should have been condemned. And
now it looks like, somebody said this, I don't remember who, If Disney World made an Irish pub,
exactly,
that's what it looks like now.
It's like a manufactured
fake barrels commercialized, that you sat at, and it's just everything's like
balconies up top and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. Yeah, it is really nice, but it lost its like
sleaze factor,
its charm.
Yeah, exactly. We need like a good dive bar that isn't like the Junction. You know, like a dive bar that's like
Wall Street, dude.
Yeah, that's the closest thing we have, I guess.
Another point to that. With the dub.
Carlos O'Connor's, my wife and I are not food snobs, but we both can't remember going out to eat and having everything taste disgusting. Our first and last time ever with this fake and gross Mexican food, money and time out of our lives, we will never get back. The good. We didn't throw up after eating the slop food.
Wow. No
the
food
bad.
Poisoning.
Everything. Quesadillas were soggy. The soups were watered down. I truly felt like poured water in the soups for some reason. Salsa tasted like tomato paste out of a plastic tub. Chips came in a big plastic
bucket. I hate that.
Bucket.
I hate pasty salsa. You get that sometimes.
I don't like
places.
Salsa at all.
Really?
Because I don't like tomatoes. So anything that has chunky tomatoes in it,
There's a what the hell is it called? There's a place by us in Marlboro. What the hell is it called? It's a Mexican place.
Fridays?
But there's their salsa. It's that like really chunky, pasty salsa, and it sucks.
Speaking of Fridays, what the fuck happened to that restaurant?
Yeah.
It used to be, like, I don't know if it's just we're getting older or what, but I remember, like, being, like, 16, 17 and going there and being like, wow, their potato skins are great. I had a Jack Daniel's steak. And, like, being like, that was good.
It's really gone down.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely
I go to the
hard.
One sometimes for lunch in, I guess, the Tazlitt?
Yeah.
By
Kmart,
yeah. Kmart. And it's okay. It's, you know, I get the Jack Daniels burger. It's all right. But now, like, I got the Jack Daniels burger, and they bring it out on a fucking, like, a cutting board.
Yes.
Completely flat. Yep. No lip, yeah. Right?
Yep. It's not
a
plate.
A Jack Daniels burger with Jack Daniels sauce on it.
And it's spilling all over you.
So I'm biting it, and it's dripping all over this thing with no lip. So now it's creeping towards my crotch. And there's nothing. I had to like get fries and build a wall.
And you get the big fat waitress so, just like, I'll clean that up for you.
Yeah, there you go.
You just got to ask for a plate. Be like, can I have a plate, please?
I wasn't expecting
it.
I was not expecting it.
I've seen that before, and I was like, if I ever order that again, I'm demanding a plate because that's ridiculous.
That's pretty much what. And the next time I was there, I just didn't get a burger.
Dude, it's hip to eat the burger that way, though.
So.
Like when
yeah,
you make
it's
it at
fine
home.
If it's a regular burger, but if it's dripping with sauce, you can't have it. It was a mess.
I was going to say that the Dublin House, even though they've made it over and looked beautiful, we were there, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
I was there Friday.
Well, when with Spiro?
Probably last week.
Well, we were there, and I'm looking at the booths, and I'm like, these look like old Friday's booths. Because they have, like, the black, the stripes.
Yeah.
The red, and, was it red and white? What are the stripes? They looked, the way everything, was the whole
red
design. Yeah. Just looked exactly like Friday's. And they were, like, all, like, chipped and stuff. Like, it looked like, compared to how old the rest of the place is now, like, with all the, like, the finishings and stuff like that, they looked much older. So I'm like, wow. Like, they literally, like, picked these up out of the Friday's dumpster and installed them in here.
Maybe
because you remember that area, the sitting area, like the floor was falling apart and like it was tilting, like the whole thing.
The whole house was tilted.
Oh man,
I just remember the upstairs bathrooms were just horrific.
Yeah,
you had to pee in like a bathtub.
Who was it? Was it you or somebody else was telling me the first time they ever went in there was just to use the bathroom? Who was it? I know that the first time I ever went in there was to use the bathroom, and it was like. I was in Red Bank with somebody, it might have been you or something like that, and I was like, I really got to piss. And you're like, oh, use the Dublin House. And I went in, and I'm like,
not here.
I'm like, where's the bathroom? And they're like, oh, it's upstairs. I went upstairs, and there's like some like guy, like, I don't know, he had to be like waiting to do a drug deal or something like that, because he was just like really suspicious. Like, there was no reason for him to be hanging out in the end of that hallway. And there's nothing there. You can't get out.
Then there's the ghost stories.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The downtown was pretty shitty, too, before they redid it. Like, if you went upstairs
I went in there. I was shocked. I didn't realize they took over the space next to it.
Mm.
So
it's all open.
It's all open now. But, you know, you went in there. It was like there was a bar
was
and a brick wall.
Yeah.
And you're lucky if you can get
you
to
ever
the
go
back.
You ever go upstairs there?
Yeah.
It was same, you know, same type of thing. It was
DJ just, Corey Minto used yeah. to diss the DJ there. I went there to see him once. I was like,
DJ Corey Minto.
Love the Corey Minto. El Minto. But it was okay. You know, I don't mind small, cramped places. It was a little divey. They tried to do a little more upscale stuff, having the, you know, the people outside the door and, you know, serving martinis. But it was like a dive. You know, it was a brick wall. It was small, cramped. But they had the big, long pint glasses. Mm. Like, oh, can I get a beer? And they give you this big fucking yep. flute thing with a, like, it's yeah. a beer. You don't put it in there. Come on. Pint glass.
Big, damn it.
Fat pint glass.
Boom.
I went to where Jamian's is. It was Echo.
Echo.
Oh, I remember Echo. Yeah.
And I went in there, and I ordered a Guinness, and they gave it to me, and this glass was like this tall.
Yeah.
And I felt Echo. Like such a fruit. I'm like, okay.
It's like drinking that was like only around a wine like a glass year, stem.
Echo, yeah. right?
And they had a commercial, and it was all kids we went to school with.
Yes.
In the commercial.
Oh, that was where, like, in a tapas cuisine.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
one, yeah.
I wonder if that's on YouTube.
I hope so. That was terrible. Yeah, I believe there are people in there from
high school. Yeah.
And you're just like, all right, well, not going there.
Don't want to see those people.
I hate that. Now you're at an age where, like, yeah, people don't look like what they looked like when they were in high school.
Oh, man.
And they'll be like, they'll come running up to you at the bar. They'll be like, Matt. And you're like,
you.
Hey.
Well, Matt remembers everybody.
I do.
I don't.
No, dude, no, I'm freaking terrible.
I would say it started happening maybe about...
I didn't know who you were when you walked in. I'm like, who the fuck? And you told me you were coming.
Who the fuck is this?
Who's walking into my fucking house? Oh.
About, I would say 5 years ago was when I started noticing exactly how bad people who drink all the time are starting to look.
Yeah.
And it was just like, whoa. Like, yeah. I'm a, like, because I don't really go to bars. You yeah. know? And then, like, I started hanging out more and more and more, you know, and a lot of my friends just started going to the bars all the time because that's just what the thing to do was when you don't have any hobbies.
And you live in Central Jersey.
Yeah. So I start seeing these people, and they're like, oh, Matt Longo, I haven't seen you in so long. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I know I've gained weight and everything, but you have gained, like...
No, I gained it honorably.
Negative teeth. What happened
this
to you?
This is all food. You, I don't yeah. know. What is that? Yeah, I mean...
That guy's got some of teeth. Some of there and some of missing.
God.
It's really like what happens, and it's like, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, man, especially the girls. You're like, oh, my God.
I know. There was one unnamed girl where, yeah, like I hung out. She was a little younger than us. So I hung out with her like when she first started going out drinking and stuff. And of course, she drank a lot, whatever. We all did. And then like years later, like I run into her and she was a mess.
Oh,
and she was so, yes, you do.
Okay, you have to tell me what.
Yeah, it was just, we were talking about her before.
Oh.
And I mean, it was just like I just felt bad for her. She was just so lonely and like, you know, just hanging on me. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary. But she's doing fine now.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Turned her life around. Yeah. The worst was I ran into a guy I went to school with. He graduated, I don't know, top 5 in our class. Real smart. Went to a real expensive school.
Oh, the one who sells credit cards?
Yeah.
How do you sell credit cards?
I saw him. He's just like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, hey, what's going on, Tommy? And I'm like, so what are you doing?
You're still into that CGI wrestling bullshit?
Yeah. It's all fake. Yeah, he believed that ECW was all CGI.
Yeah, Extreme Championship Wrestling, known for its most brutal, violent matches in mainstream America. Apparently was...
with a smaller budget than we have right now.
Pretty much.
They were CGI.
Pretty much. It was CGI.
But anyway.
Wait, it's not?
Oh. No.
Yeah, only the first two rows of the crowd were real.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was green screen.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
But yeah, he was, I mean, super smart dude.
Yeah.
And he said he was cold calling people trying to sell them like credit cards.
Yeah. He's doing better now.
I bet he made it sound.
Yeah, he's doing okay now. But at the time.
I bet he made it sound more important than that, though.
No, he was like depressed about it.
Really? And then he was a pompous jerk.
Yeah, he was like, that's all I'm doing. There's no work. I can't find a job. Yeah, I'm out of college. I got this college bill.
He's a Turkish douchebag. Yeah, I can't, no work. find nothing. I'm still really smart, though, so I'll find something.
That's when you get just drunk and you just be a total asshole to them.
I was just very uncomfortable.
Well, you got to see at least people from time to time. You went to school with you who were doing nothing, and they're like, "Oh, you grinding the business?
Let's hang out." It's like, where the fuck you been for the past 13, 14 years? Suck a dick.
Yeah.
Leeching off of somebody else who did well.
Yeah. See you later. I get it all the time. People be like, "Oh my god, we hung out in like fifth grade. We sat behind each other in like geography class, and they say it when they come in, and it's like 8.75, please."
Oh my god, we talked about Sonic the Hedgehog,
and now you have it here.
Oh my god, speak and spell.
Speak and spell. That's what a lot of times there'll be like a group of people that comes in there, and Ken will be like, "Yeah, you know, they come in and the kids all have a good time, but then the mom is just miserable the whole time, and it's to be expected." But then when they leave,
they're happy.
They see that speak and spell right as they're about to leave. And I guess they're a little, maybe our age or a little older, or like, "Oh my god, you have speak and spell. I remember that. Oh, and this is the best place ever." All because of this little fucking trinket
that
everyone has. Yeah.
Never works.
Yeah.
This one guy was like, "We used to make it try to say words." And I was like, "Yeah, like S X S X F U." And he was like, and he looked at me like horrified. He's like, "No, nothing like that." And like, it was just what, like, I was totally like speechless. I was like, "Dude, like, what words were you trying to make it
like
say?
Like, car.
That?
Poopy."
Darn it.
Diarrhea dump.
Ploppers.
But the look on the guy's face, no, nothing like that.
But old sweatshirts.
Jesus Christ.
Booty.
The Messiah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Oh my god, dude, that was great. Do it again.
Spaghetti and meatballs with a little bit of butt.
That's a good one, Charlie.
Private parts.
Oh man!
But for the life of me, for like the next 10 minutes, I try to figure out like what this guy was trying to make.
Yeah, that was so amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't like S X and F U. Like, I'm racking my brain. I was like, was I just not creative with this thing?
I guess.
I thought I was creative with SX.
Yeah, there you go.
Speak.
Does that speak and spell still work?
Oh, absolutely.
You still do it when everyone leaves?
No.
SX. F U.
Oh, man.
All righty. It's been almost 2 hours.
Wow.
I know.
What's your favorite game that you have?
My store is going to be burned down when I get back.
Dan's going to be running around.
Where are you? I don't know what to do.
He's probably listening to the show right now.
They probably have it up on the
monitor. Oh, God. That would be terrible for business.
Hi, guys.
What do you want to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog?
I dropped a few.
You segued in so many times and you never followed up.
I've thought about this for a few years now. And I brought it up to our friend Spiro, who is a patron. He's like now like another honorary employee, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. This guy Spiro, who lives in the area, we were just, you know, happened to, he, I don't know, he was drawing a picture of Sonic and Tails. And you said to him, because he had his earphones in on his iPhone. And he said something like, "Are you really listening to the Sonic the Hedgehog soundtrack right now?" Because he had a picture on his phone of the picture that he was drawing.
And I thought it was like, you know, like album art or something like that. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, are you actually listening to Sonic the Hedgehog?
And he looks up and he's like, "Well, I actually do have it, but no." Like that's and he's drawing the picture. He's like, "Dude, let me just get you the case for the game." You know, he's like, so you have to like look at the tiny little picture. He's like, "Well, that will save my battery." He's hilarious. So so then I said to him, I go, "Yeah," I'm like, "Doesn't Sonic the Hedgehog music sound like it's from Paula Abdul?" And he's just like looking at me like I got two heads. I go, "All right, hold on." So I gotta like bust out some Sonic the Hedgehog themes, and then I played him, you know, a couple of Paula Abdul songs, like little like the intros, and he's just like, "Yeah, it really does." Like,
do you have any
like
examples
that
I can play?
There's a couple of them. There's a 15 minute Sonic 1 soundtrack. It's like around 4 minutes is a really, really good one 4 minutes into this. Just do like Sonic the Hedgehog soundtrack. And it should come up.
Is it on the YouTubes?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes, I think, exactly.
17 minutes and 18 seconds?
I think it's 15 exactly. And it's just a picture. It's the old Sega case with the little grid. The little grid on the screen. I'll try to find it and send it to you. Oh, here we go. Right, you can do that. Scroll down. Oh, no. Go to YouTube.
Oh, well, I thought it was. I just hit video. All right, hang on.
I'm just going to Google it. I'm going to bypass that.
The YouTubes.
And then you got to get, like, straight up or, like, opposites attract or something like that. All right. So, scroll down.
You don't even know this is actually the first time you're doing this, isn't it? No.
What the hell? How do people get like different results? It does happen, but
I mean, I just
yeah. Seriously, it is
I
like
spelled soundtrack wrong. But
you
I
did.
Corrected
you
it.
Did. All right. So click the corrected link there.
Well, it shouldn't make a difference.
It might. Watch it really come right up. All right. So there's 17. There's 39.
Did this conversation right, with Spiro actually take place?
What?
Did you dream this, man?
Yeah. Alright, go back up. Sonic the Hedgehog music.
Music, okay.
Let's see that. This is how the internet works. What do we got? I mean I'm sure there has to be other. There we go.
This?
15 minutes. Bam. Nice.
Alright, what all right, am
I
so
going about
to?
4 minutes in. It should be like the end of like one of the stages, and then should go into another one. Okay, I think right after this.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Straight Up.
Yeah, well, no, just in general, that style of music from the like late 80s, early 90s in the pop genre.
Kind of makes me want to play Sonic right now.
Especially that like synth bass.
Is this the music you were thinking of?
Where'd you start at? 4 minutes exactly?
4 minutes, yeah. We're at 4:30 now.
Okay. Yeah, this is one of them.
I can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
Now let's do some Straight Up.
Do some Paul Abdul.
Straight Up.
What is oh, this she's tapping
bullshit.
In the beginning. It's just a better instrumentation of the same style of music. Or you can do like there's like karaoke versions too, which would probably help out a little more.
That's true.
But then there's also the casino stage, I think, from
I love
Sonic
the casino
from
stage,
Sonic 2.
Dude.
Yeah.
You
I
play
think
slots.
That's another one. Yes, yes.
If you get Dr. Robotnik, you lose. Yeah.
Sluts.
Slut machine. You could do like a karaoke any Paula Abdul song and yeah. just play it in the background while you're playing Sonic if you could like turn the music off. And it would just feel right. Cause it has a It's definitely not as good of a match as the
It's there though.
Yeah, as the swamp from Donkey Kong Country and Phil Collins, which sounds exactly the same as in the air that one.
Which one's the swamp?
You gotta play it.
Oh, we already heard that.
It sounds like a MIDI version.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Now, what are you talking about? The swamp and Donkey Kong?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's actually a mashup of it, but that doesn't really show it as well as listening to one than the other. I believe it's the swamp.
Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah, Donkey Kong Country, swamp.
Two?
I think it's two.
Swamp theme.
I'll know as soon as it starts. Yeah.
And what's the other one?
In the air.
Phil Collins?
Night, yeah. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah, dude, I hear it.
Hold on, it gets better. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Hold on. I love when video game music is obviously influenced by something.
Did
Did Michael Jackson do one of the Sonic games? Sonic CD or something like that?
Did he?
I think he did.
Are you sure about that?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds just like Donkey Kong. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my God!
So obviously some Asian guy was like,
"Oh, I forgot a Phil Collins.
No one will know.
Put over him in his song.
He's not in Genesis anymore. No one will know.
He irrelevant."
Do the mashup. But yeah, or do the casino stage from Sonic 2.
One thing at a time.
Whoa now. Maybe I'll send that to you. But
this is the mashup.
Yeah.
The stupid animal sounds in the background.
See that little? That sounds like Donkey Kong, but it's from Phil Collins.
It is. Well, yeah, there's something about that, like, they use that sound a lot throughout the game, like on the ship stage and like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is too funny.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is one of them. Sorry. It sounds like Phil Collins is performing this song while camping.
Yeah.
By a swamp.
All right, so what's the other one you sent me?
I just sent you the casino one. This is another one that I think sounds totally... I believe this is one of them.
Sounds like what? Paula Abdul?
Yeah. No. Skip ahead a little bit. No. Huh. I must be thinking of another one. There's other ones that have that really heavy synth bass.
I'm happy with what we played.
Okay.
That was pretty fucking funny. Oh my God. The Beavis and Butthead theme sounds like Gwar.
Because it was Gwar.
Oh, it was Gwar.
I didn't know that.
Was that NES?
Or Genesis. I believe.
And I think Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo was a very different game.
Dude, both versions sucked.
They did
so
weren't fun. They were a letdown.
But it was like Gwar did the soundtrack, and it was... Let's see if we can bring that up.
Mm. I remember reading about that in like Game Pro or Game Informer or whatever. Like, can't wait till it comes out, and then getting it and being like...
It was terrible. It was
complete ass.
What is this?
This is Gwar.
Oh, that's Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. What a disappointment.
Almost as bad as the Wayne's World.
Oh God, they were just like they just had huge heads, and they were just going around gathering guitars and stuff.
Never played it.
It was really
never played it.
There's a fucking Home Improvement game.
Yeah, where he's chasing dinosaurs.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they're doing tool time.
With a power drill.
All of a sudden, the power drill sends them back in time.
I hated Home Improvement just because that end was a boo. Yeah, I hated that. Hated it.
Oh, no.
This is going to be Matt's life now for the next...
The only other show I think I hated more was that fucking dinosaur show.
What? Not the mama?
I hated that show.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh.
Was that... Off.
But that was song. Elmo, right?
Yeah. That was the molester. All right, I guess we should get out of here. We've got over 2 hours now. Did you find it, Matt?
I'm still looking.
Yeah. Well, we'll save it for next month's show.
See you next year.
Yeah, really. I'm sure Ken has to get back to work anyway.
Yeah, he's not getting any calls, although he might not be getting enough signal to know if there's any calls.
No, dude, he called me twice, and it's funny. I sent him a text message, and...
Well, I was like, dude, you better get back here. It's really busy.
I'm doing a fake radio show, okay? You're going to have to hold down the fort. Priorities. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you to Ken for showing up. Yester Cades. What's the address?
80 Broad Street.
Right in the heart of downtown Red Bank. Can't get any more Red Bank than where you are.
Come hang out.
Yeah.
We're there till midnight every night, 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday.
That's right. You can come there. You can drink all you want. Oh, wait. Yeah. No.
Damn it.
No. Whoops a daisy.
Bring the kiddies. A lot of kids there during the day. I went there during the day once. Kids have fun.
Yeah. Come Friday and Saturday nights if you want to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
There's tons of them.
Yeah. Apparently. Never
That's
went
not
on
a
there.
Joke either. I'm not like making fun.
Like, I showed up there. Real. It's just like, you know, a bunch of fat dudes, me included. And then like the next day, Matt's like, he's too huge.
Just walked in.
I'm like, fuck.
You just missed him.
Yeah, just missed him. And one time you text me that, and then I show up.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
They all checked out.
It was just like you and Spiro or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, no, where'd they go? Sorry, they realized that they were in an arcade and they left.
Yeah, like, whoops. This was a mistake.
No, but it is an awesome place. Yeah. And you have a new place opening up.
In Somerville.
Same deal, right?
Yep, same thing.
Same deal, same price, same everything?
Same everything.
Nice.
Bigger.
Bigger? Yeah.
Bigger and better.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, we will see you whenever. I don't know. Whenever football stops. Mm-hmm. Was that February?
Yeah, Super Bowl? Super Bowl is usually like that first week of February. First Sunday,
yeah,
I think
the second, February 2nd or 3rd,
whatever that day is.
All right, see you guys later.